Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades, the New York Mets and the New York Yankees at High A tonight, tomorrow, for the rest of the week. Six games between these two teams. Going to be an awesome series. The Hudson Valley Renegades are 14-9. They have a half game lead over the Brooklyn Cyclones, who come in at 14-10. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd from Dutchess Stadium. It's the same night where the New York Mets are hosting the New York Yankees at Citi Field, so there's a lot of Subway Series rivalry buzz in the air tonight. It begins with Junior Santos against Yoendris Gomez, a pair of top 30 prospects. And yes, we will talk about them, but we will certainly talk about Jason Dominguez of the New York Yankees. He's the number 3 prospect in the system, and Alex Ramirez of the New York Mets, the number 4 prospect. Those two center fielders, 19 years old, and have so much promise and potential. And Nick, tonight we get a chance to see them go head-to-head for the very first time at High A.
Yeah, really cool to get a look at two of the top prospects in all of minor league baseball, in particular with a lot on the line tonight. Half a game separating these two teams as we head into series for Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. The Cyclones playing some good baseball of late, especially out of the break, the three-game sweep of Jersey Shore into the off day yesterday, and now back at it against the Hudson Valley Renegades, trying to turn the tide on a season series that has not been the kindest to Brooklyn. But the Cyclones coming in winners of four in a row, and their offense has really gotten it done recently. They've scored 30 runs in their last four games, averaged 9.5 hits per nine in that span. So the offense has really been churning as of late, feasting on some lower-level pitching staffs against Greensboro, heading back to that last series before the break, and then coming out and playing against Jersey Shore. However, you play who you play against. You play who's on your schedule, and the Cyclones took advantage of some pitching staffs that have not been as great, but this will be another outstanding test against a pitching staff that Hudson Valley boasts as one of the better in all of High A. The Cyclones hitters have talked repeatedly as we have had a chance to chronicle this season series, saying that they've just got a number of really good arms that provide a unique challenge to these Cyclones hitters, so Brooklyn trying to meet that tonight. They have gotten three-plus hits with runners in scoring position in each of their last three, 15 two-out RBI. They're getting the big hits in important spots and trying to continue that trend with some fresh blood into this rivalry against Hudson Valley. Alex Ramirez playing for the first time. Stanley Consuegra playing against Hudson Valley in his first game of this summer. But the Cyclones, for those who have been here, have struggled against the Renegades, especially offensively. The batting average as a team at just 170, the OPS at 588. The strikeouts have been a big problem. A 31% strikeout rate as a team in the 18 meetings with the Hudson Valley Renegades. They have hit 12 homers in 18 games, so some power has lingered. Cyclones trying to take advantage of that with a lot on the line heading into tonight's ballgame. The starting pitching has continued to be solid, trying to get that bullpen back on track. They've allowed 9 runs in their last 9 innings out of the window, because this is an important series against Hudson Valley. Half a game lead in the South Atlantic League North, 10-8 against Brooklyn this year. They took 4 of 6 at the beginning of the month, have lost 2 of 3 coming in against Wilmington. And Hudson Valley trying to protect home turf with the excitement in the air, the promotion of Jason Dominguez. And as Keith touched on, two of the top prospects in all of minor league baseball getting an opportunity to go at it tonight. Junior Santos getting the ball against Yoendris Gomez, two top 30 prospects there as well. This game is littered with some promising young talent. It will be on display, and the Cyclones hoping to come away with a win that could jolt them into first place in the South Atlantic League North Division. So, a matchup of top prospects, a battle for first place. Cyclones opening up this massive 6-game set. Had a chance to catch up with Nick Gaddis, who was well prepared for the atmosphere tonight, and had a chance to talk to him about his fill-in duty in Syracuse and what's made him so successful recently. That's next here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night, and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Series opening Tuesday from Dutchess Stadium. Cyclones open a big 6-game set with the first place Hudson Valley Renegades tonight at 7:05. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones catcher and infielder Nick Gaddis. Nick, a chance for you to fill in at AAA over the weekend. What was that experience like?
It was a lot of fun. Being able to get around a bunch of the older guys who have been in and been to the big leagues, been able to tell you exactly how it works a lot more than whenever you're kind of down. It's fun watching them go about their business and learning from guys who have been there and done that.
On base 5 times, couple of doubles. How good was it to have success at that level, even if it's a short stint?
It's just good. I mean, being able to show that you can be up there and compete, it's good for yourself. It's good to show an organization, you know. Just being able to boost your own confidence, knowing that it's still the same game no matter what level you're going to, and just things are a little more refined and showing that I can do it.
Have that opportunity to learn from some of those guys. What's your biggest takeaway from that stint in Syracuse?
Be the same every day. Like, it's a cliche saying, but – there's going to be a lot of ebbs and flows in baseball, and you got to ride the waves a lot of times and never get too high, never get too low. Try to be the same guy every day in, day out.
You've been adjusting to playing a bunch of different positions, whether it be catcher, third base, second base, the latest. What's that transition been like?
Just being able to get back to being a ball player. It's like kind of weird to say, but you grow up playing everywhere. You know, you grow up in if you're a decent player, you know, we play shortstop, so you've been on the infield a good bit. But being able to get back over there to second base has been a lot of fun and learn the ins and outs of it again. And it's all comes back to you pretty quickly.
Is there a position that you prefer?
Honestly, no. If I'm being able to get a spot in the lineup, that's all I'm rooting for. And if I can show my versatility in different positions, and so be it if that's how I get in the lineup.
You've been a valuable part of that lineup, reached in 10 straight, 10 walks in your last five. What's helping you control the strike zone?
Just sticking to my approach, being disciplined, knowing what pitches I can handle, and trying to make sure that I get those pitches. If I don't, then either foul it off or take that early in the count to know that I can trust myself to get being a deep count and lay off the tough pitches and be able to hit the mistake.
In talking to Luis Rivera heading into the break last week, he said that you've earned the right to remain in the middle of the order. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's awesome. It's a vote of confidence. It's always great to hear other people like speak on your behalf and say how you've been doing a good job. And that's just, like I said, a vote of confidence and knowing that he has the confidence to put me in the middle of the lineup to be able to drive in runs with those opportunities and just try to make the most of them for the ball club. We're in a race right here and trying to get right back against it against the Renegades.
You open the sixth, half a game back of first place. These two teams have been battling it out all season long. Little bit of a wrinkle to this series with Alex Ramirez and Jason Dominguez, two of the top prospects in all of minor league baseball. What's it like for you to be a part of a series like this with so much talent on the field?
I mean, first off, it's the Subway Series for the minor leagues. And, you know, if you don't get up for that, you're not going to get up for much. But like you said, half game back, being able to get out there and compete against top level talent every day, like you say, with Dominguez and Ramirez. And I mean, it's fun being able to sit back and watch guys that just get it and they just have it. And like it literally today watching BP with Ramirez, just things he can do is just unreal. And it's awesome to be able to be a part of and help him grow in the game and help him get better as watching us get better.
What are your expectations for the atmosphere in the series?
I mean, I think we're doing a Christmas in July theme tonight, so it should be pretty great tonight. No, but it'll be fun. It's always a great rowdy crowd here whenever we come here, and it'll be a lot on the line, so can't expect anything less than fantastic.
Nick, I'll wrap it up on this one. Half a game back, maybe a tendency to try and do too much. How do you manage the emotion of so much on the line in a big series against the Yankees affiliate?
I think it's like Luis talks about all the time, is taking it a day at a time. You know, we have one game in front of us today and we have another game tomorrow, but we can't look ahead to tomorrow until today's over. So do what we can control today and control what we can control and just get after it and have fun, play the game we always have.
Nick, thanks so much for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Cyclones catcher and infielder Nick Gattis. Be back with more on Cyclones pregame right after this.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud women-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It's game 1 of 6 between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, the Subway Series at High A with first place in the South Atlantic League North Division on the line tonight. Just a half a game separating Hudson Valley in first place and Brooklyn right behind them. Cyclones coming in at 14-10 on the second half. Hudson Valley at 14-9, and Brooklyn trying to put together a really good effort behind Junior Santos to open up the series against Yoenis Gomez. Quick look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse getting the day off yesterday, takes on Omaha, opening a six-game set at 6:35 tonight. Binghamton takes on New Hampshire at 6:35, and St. Lucie, following the minor league-wide off day, takes on Palm Beach at 6:10. So they are underway. Good to hear from Nick Gattis on the pregame. teared it up in that opportunity at AAA, reached five times on Sunday in Syracuse, a couple of doubles. Joking with him a little bit and said, I'm not really sure what you did to get sent down, but really valuable experience for him to get up to AAA. And as he mentioned, just learn from those guys who know what it's taken to get to that level. And some of those minor leaguers with some Major League Baseball experience, just trying to stay the same guy every day, continue to maintain that consistent approach, and things will work out. So awesome to hear that from Gattis, who is back and ready to go to open this series, and the Cyclones are happy about it. For a guy who was hitting well in AAA, trying to see if he could do that at the high A level and help them retake first place in the South Atlantic League North Division. Shadows peeking out of the field here at Dutchess Stadium with the lights on. Lineup cards are being time for baseball from Dutchess Stadium. Send it back over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch with first place on the line here tonight.
Yeah, it's a big night coming at you from the Dutch. The lineups being exchanged, as you said, Nick, right at home plate. Luis Rivera and Tyson Blazer. And the lineups tonight are brought to you, as always, by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. First, for the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones, who come in having won five straight, a half game back of the Hudson Valley Renegades at 14-10. Luis Rivera has DH Matt Rudick leading off, and it's the left fielder Rowdy Jordan batting second. Alex Ramirez, he's in center field tonight, batting third. The cleanup man, just heard from him on the pregame show, second baseman Nick Gattis. Right fielder, five-man Stanley Consuegra. Then JT Schwartz hitting sixth, playing first base. And the bottom trio, third baseman Jose Peroza bats seventh. Catcher Jose Mena hits eighth. And Sherman Newton, the shortstop, bats ninth with Junior Santos on the mound. One more time for the Clones. It's Rudick the DH, Jordan in left, Ramirez in center, Gattis at second, Consuegra in right, Schwartz at first, Peroza at third, Mena catches, and Newton at the shortstop spot. Now for the 14-9, first place Hudson Valley Renegades. Trey Sweeney leads off. He plays shortstop. Then the DH, Anthony Sigler, bats behind him, hitting second. Jason Dominguez, the center fielder, he hits third. Cleanup man, second baseman Cooper Bowman, he bats cleanup. Five-hitter T.J. Rumfield, first time we're seeing him in a long time. He's been on the injured list for at least 60 days. He's at first base tonight. And the six-hitter, third baseman Tyler Hardman, and one of the newcomers to the team that the Cyclones have not seen yet, right fielder Grant Richardson. He bats seventh. Carlos Narvaez, one of the best defensive catchers in the league. He hits eighth. And Pat DeMarco, who went to Poly Prep in Brooklyn, the left fielder, bats ninth with Yoendris Gomez on the mound. One more time for the Renegades. It's Sweeney at short, Sigler the DH, Dominguez in center, Bowman at second, Rumfield at first, Harbin at third, Richardson in right field, though, in left field. The umpires for today's game and for this entire series, Jesse Bush behind home plate for the opener, Ethan Gorsak on the bases. Guys, the Cyclones have had a pretty good chunk of time in 2022. So it is a bit of a nicer week than it was last week. Of course, Cyclones had 4 days off, but play down in New Jersey. The temperatures were 99, touching 100 for 3 days. So tonight, it's currently 81 degrees, and it'll probably stay in the 80s all week long. It's a nice little recovery from last week's scorcher, and so we don't quite mind. It'll be enough hot action on the field for the next 6 days. And we talk about the Subway Series. The Mets taking on the Yankees tonight from Citi Field. Taijuan Walker against Jordan Montgomery. It's just a two-game series for this one, which you want a lot more, but that's why we're here down at High A, because you've got six total between these two clubs. Hudson Valley has won 10. Brooklyn has won 8 over the first 18 games of this season series. We'll take one more break, but when we get back from the Dutch, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line, and it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here at the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it couldn't be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones Baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, opens up a six-game series against the first-place Hudson Valley Renegades, the high affiliate of the New York Yankees. Happy Tuesday night, everybody, from the catbird seat behind home plate, where we get a chance to sit back and watch Yankees-Mets high A Subway Series action, whatever you want to call it, a Metro North Series, whatever it may be. That's what we got tonight. Couple of sprinkles of fresh talent and new faces in both lineups. Pitching staff's a little different. And, of course, the offenses are much different as we embark on. But it's first place versus second place. The Renegades have a half-game lead over the Cyclones. They come in with a second-half record of 14-9. And Brooklyn, 14-10, having won a season-high five games straight. So the offenses. Of course, the Cyclones have been led these days by both Stanley Consuegra, but more importantly, Alex Ramirez, who had a breakout series against Jersey Shore over the weekend, drove in an immaculate 10 runs in two games Friday and Saturday, and then picked up two more hits on Sunday, two singles, just to give us a little taste. And he said, just wait, there's a lot more in the tank. But he was phenomenal. Had the go-ahead grand slam on Saturday night. It was amazing. And tonight, patrolling center field in the top of the first inning, Yankees number three prospect, Jason Dominguez, a name that has been next to the likes of Mickey Mantle and who else? Mike Trout, Babe Ruth even. I'm sure it's been out there somewhere. But Jason Dominguez, one of the most highly touted prospects that the Yankees have had in a very long time. So if you can't tell yet, we are uber excited to get this series started. Matt Rudick stands in from the left side. Takes a peek out to Yoendris Gomez. He spins his feet high. Kick, first pitch of the game is a fastball strike. And we are underway at 7:08. It's, again, a little bit of a cooler upstate New York night. Light breeze. It's 81 degrees. Matt Rudick hitting a 218. Two homers, 15 RBIs. 0-1. That drops down low. One ball, one strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Gomez. Rudick at 354. That's the on-base percentage. 1-1. Changeup floats high for ball two. Renegades wear their Yankees-like pinstripe uniforms tonight. Renegades written across the chest, the number underneath the end of the word Renegades on the left. The 2-1. Rudick pops it up into the crowd, third base side, soaring through the blue sky and out of play. Renegades with that midnight blue hat, the white HV across the front of it, stamped. Meanwhile, the Cyclones in their classic BKLYN. And Old English writing across the chest. Here comes the 2-2 to Matt Rudick. It's down and in for ball three. So this is probably the A lineup right now for Luis Rivera and the Cyclones. You've got Matt Rudick, who's a terrific outfielder, as your DH. And Rowdy Jordan back in the lineup playing left field. He's batting second. 3-2 pitch. Spanked in the air towards left down the line. DeMarco racing over into the shadows down the third baseline, and he makes the catch towards foul territory. And there's one away. So Pat DeMarco in left field. Jason Dominguez in center. It's Grant Richardson in right field. Tyler Hartman at the hot corner. Trey Sweeney and Cooper Bowman play up the middle, short and second. TJ Rumfield back out there. He's at first. And Carlos Narvaez behind home plate doing the catching. Top of the first, no score. Here's Rowdy Jordan. First pitch. Breaking ball. Connects on the inside corner. Swooping in for strike one. Jordan, switch hitter, batting left. Hitting at 261. Two homers, 24 RBIs. 0-1. Gomez missed down and in with a fastball. One ball, one strike. On-base percentage for Jordan at 362. Waves the bat. Here comes the 1-1. Pitch caught on a miss. Good hard fastball on the inside corner by Gomez. Strike two. Now Jordan has come back off the injured list and has jumped right back into the fray. It's as if he never left. Here's a 1-2. Pitch fouled away to the left side. Very rare quality to come back and make an impact right away. And Jordan has done just that. And now starting to get some more time playing the field. Not just DHing, working his way back from injury. Gomez lunges home with the 1-2, and the slider misses down and in. Yoendris Gomez out of Venezuela, the Yankees' number 8 prospect. He's actually on the 40-man big league roster, so I'm sure every 2 weeks it's a very nice payday for Yoendris Gomez. 2-2 towards the Renegades, Renegades dugout down the first baseline, so it remains 2-2 on Rowdy. Now Gomez, a good young arm coming off of injury, so little pits and patters of him. 3 1/3 has been the most innings he's thrown in any one game this year. He twists and turns the 2-2, and Rowdy gets a ground ball to second base. Bowman to his right, bends, fields, and flips to first to retire Rowdy. Two down in the top of the first inning.
And now 11 straight outs for Yoendris Gomez against Cyclones hitters. I know it's not been the same lineup, getting a chance to see Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra, among others, for the first time is Gomez tonight, but has fared really well against his Cyclones lineup this season.
So here is Alex Ramirez. First pitch, fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Ramirez at 298 with a 355 on base. Here's the 0-1. The righty swings through a slider, big cut for strike two. So both of Ramirez's home runs came in Jersey Shore. One Friday, one Saturday, and 10 of his 12 ribbies with Brooklyn. Here's the 0-2. It's caught on a miss. Struck him out with a slider, and Gomez has a 1-2-3 inning. Cyclones go down in order. Nothing for Brooklyn. Hudson Valley coming to bat when we return to the Dutch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, contenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
On a really nice, comfortable Tuesday night in Wappingers Falls, we go to the bottom of the first inning. Brooklyn's bats went down 1-2-3 against Yoandrius Gomez, and now it is Junior Santos' turn against Hudson Valley. That's Trey Sweeney, Anthony Sigler, and Jason Dominguez, top three in the order. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt, here with you all week from the Dutch. Game 19 between these two teams. Junior Santos peeks in. There's lefty Trey Sweeney, first offering. Santos pours a fastball strike over the outside corner at 93 miles an hour. It's nothing and one. Sweeney, slight open stance, stays up on his toes on the front foot. Next pitch, Santos misses down and in. One ball, one strike. Sweeney hitting leadoff these days, hitting a 245, 10 homers, 42 RBIs, 340 on base. Santos, the 6-7 right-hander, deals home, and the 1-1 fastball misses outside for ball two. So a bit of a new-look lineup for the Renegades with Jason Dominguez hitting third. This is his first home game with the Renegades. Joined the team before the Wilmington trip. 2-1. Fastball missed up high for ball three. So Santos, 6'7", 230 pounds, a 20-year-old. He is the Mets' number 16 prospect, according to Pipeline. He's behind. Here's his 3-1. Sweeney drives a liner up the middle. It's a base hit to right center field. Ramirez cuts it off, spins, and fires back in, holding Sweeney to a leadoff single. That's the reason why Sweeney's been hitting leadoff a lot. He just can't stop hitting, and he's on in the bottom of the first.
And a really good swing a little bit in Junior Santos's last start, but the first inning has been a bit of a problem. ERA up over 6 was 1-2-3 against Greensboro last Sunday, but trying to get through it, that's been the problem area.
Here's the switch-hitting DH Anthony Sigler batting from the left side against the right-hander. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom of the first. Pitch. Fastball strike over the inside corner. Nothing in one. Jose Mena, fellow Dominican, catching Junior tonight. Jose Perosa at third base. Shervin Newton at short. Nick Gattis back with the club. He's at second. And JT Schwartz at first. Sigler waggles the bat. The 0-1 missed outside. One ball, one strike. And in the sunshine for the moment, Rowdy Jordan in left field. Shadows creeping out from the third baseline towards him. Alex Ramirez in the full sun in center. And poor Stanley Consuegras staring at the sun. He's in right. Sweeney, who's at first base, is 19 for 22. And stolen bases. A 1-1. Missed way inside. Two balls and a strike. In fact, Hudson Valley, the third most steals in the minor leagues. Running will be a particularly big part of this series. Jose Mena and Carlos Narvaez, both top four in the amount of guys that they've thrown out on the bases this year in the league. 2-1. Swing a line drive the other way. Jordan over it, but it splits him and heads towards the fence. Sweeney around second, heads for third. Ramirez fishes it out. Sweeney takes a turnaround third, heads home to score, and it's 1-0 Renegades. Anthony Sigler with an RBI double, and the Gades are on the board in the bottom of the first.
And the first inning Blues getting Junior Santos again. Good piece of hitting for Anthony Sigler the opposite way up the alley. And Trey Sweeney with good speed able to score pretty easily. Sigler now a six-game hitting streak has really found it since coming up to high A.
So now Jason Dominguez. Nice ovation from the Dutchess Stadium crowd who sees him in person for the first time. We've heard a lot about Dominguez for many years. First pitch from Junior. Changeup fades outside for ball one. Jason Dominguez, just 19 years old, signed for $5.1 million. Same international year that Alex Ramirez was signed. The 1-0. Bouncy ball foul down the first baseline. One ball, one strike. He was in the Futures game. He was part of the low-A Tampa roster, then got the call up to the Futures game, decided to hit a home run in L.A. And then when he came back, he was assigned to high-A Hudson Valley. Played in Wilmington for three games over the weekend. And 5-for-12, he was terrific. The 1-1. Missed down and away. Another changeup. Ball two. So Junior, 21% strikeout rate, 10% walk rate. The FIP, 3.58. A little bit lower than the 4.09 ERA. Looks at second base, looks home, 2-1. Dominguez pops it up into right. Consuegra, a couple of strides in that sunshine, raises the glove and makes the catch. And the Martian is retired. So both Ramirez and Dominguez make out in their first at-bats. And Nick, we want our money back.
Exactly right. And a credit to Junior Santos for a really good pitch. You can see that he's working the breaking stuff in a little bit more early on. Very reliant on that sinker. And with some hard contact early on in the ballgame, could see an early adjustment, see if it works out.
One on, one out for cleanup man Cooper Bowman. Hudson Valley leads Brooklyn 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Santos delivers and yanks the fastball off the plate for ball one. Sigler dancing around at second base. He's a threat to run at any time. No matter how many outs there are in the inning, it doesn't seem to matter for the Renegades. Sigler 10 of 13 in swipes. Kept close by Gattis. 1-0. Bowman flails in front of a slider. Bowman, by the way, he's just nuts as far as stolen bases are concerned. I know he's not on the bases yet, but 35 for 40. Offensively hitting at 231, 8 homers, 35 RBIs at 356 on base. Junior huffing a puff, 1-1. In the dirt, Mena picks it up and chases Sigler back to second base. That hit Jesse Bush, the home plate umpire, in the leg. And because of that, it ricocheted back in front of Mena. And Sigler, who was eyeing it the whole way, was sniffing out a wild pitch. Took an extra couple hops, but retreated when he saw that ball roll back in front of Mena. 1-0 Gates, bottom of the first. 2-1 to the plate. And a slider misses down low, ball three. Last time out for Junior was 9 days ago against Greensboro. So did not even get a chance to throw an inning in the Jersey Shore Series over the weekend. The guy pitching tomorrow, Luis Moreno, threw one. But Junior just threw a side, just a side session. 3-1, right down the chute for a fastball, strike two. That outing against Greensboro, his third quality start. Junior has gotten better and better as the season has gone on. And has seen Hudson Valley three previous times. Hoping experience helps. Payoff pitch, missed inside. Tried a slider at the knees, and Bowman took all the way. It is ball four. A single, double, flyout, and a walk. And Jose Mena, catcher, walks himself out of bound to talk to Junior, who slams the rosin bag down. He's not happy right now, so 19 pitches and has just one out. And here comes A.J. Sager out of the third base dugout.
And certainly tough for Junior Santos, who, as we just mentioned, has not had the greatest of starts in the first couple of innings throughout the season, especially this first inning. But would imagine it's a little bit tougher when, as you mentioned, he hasn't thrown in so long through the side session. But as we know, and pitchers will tell you, it is very different when you are throwing a bullpen and trying to get that rhythm, especially with early runners on base. For a guy who struggled in the first inning anyway, this is a tough situation for Junior Santos, trying to work through it and relying a little bit more on the changeup and the breaking ball compared to really attacking with that sinker.
So nobody loves the first inning mound visit or the fact that Cam Opp has started to warm up, because Santos has thrown 19 pitches. If he throws 30, he comes out, and that's the rule of thumb for one inning for the Mets. So Cam Opp there for some insurance. Here's T.J. Rumfield with first and second. First pitch caught on and missed. Big hack through a fastball. That was 94 miles an hour on the outside corner. Rumfield just 17 games this year. Been on the shelf for a long time. Hitting a 324 with a 405 on base. But slowly but surely, he's making his way back to full health. Nothing sometimes makes you feel good, like first and second, when you're already up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. One out. Strike one pitch, floats outside. And Santos didn't snap the slider down far enough and stayed outside. One ball, one strike. Bowman at first, Sigler at second base. Sigler's made it 1-0 with the double. 1-1. Missed outside. Ball two. Santos snaps the glove back down. Even though the mound visit happened, it has not snapped him back to revive him enough yet. He's still trying to nibble. Nods yes. Straightens. And tosses home the 2-1. The pitch grounded over the middle. And past Newton into center field. Base hit. Sigler around third. Heading home. Ramirez's throw yanked offline. That's 2-0 Renegades. T.J. Rumfield doubles the lead in the bottom of the first inning for Hudson Valley.
And a tough break for Junior Santos. That ball not hit all that hard. Sherman Newton trying his best to get over there and back to second base. And in a jam, Junior Santos looking for a break to fall his way. Well executed with the sinker. And Junior in a 2-0 hole in his first inning.
Still just one out. Here is the righty third baseman, Tyler Hardman. Junior in some hot water still, first and second. On the first base side of the rubber, lunges home. And misses way outside with ball one. You hate to have to say it, but Cam Opp is maybe a batter away from coming in. Junior's thrown 24 pitches. He leads the team in double play balls. Would love one right here. The 1-0. Missed down and in. So not just 25 pitches, but 25 pitches and just 10 strikes. Hudson Valley, a team that you got to come to them. You got to throw them strikes. They strike out a lot, but it's because they swing at a lot of strikes. 2-0. Fouled sharply to the right into the crowd. Two balls and a strike.
And I think the adjustment off of the sinker, which is Junior's bread and butter so quickly, shows you the kind of stuff that he has or maybe doesn't tonight. Really trying to find it and really just searching right now.
Runners have their leads. The 2-1. Popped him up. First base side, Schwartz comes racing in. Now into foul ground. Makes the grab. It was an infield fly rule. Oh, the runners stay put. Two down now as Hardman pops out. And Santos may get out of this and survive the first inning just yet. Now, this rule of 30 is usually for one inning. But if he gets out of this right here, he'll be out there for the second inning, no problem. 2-0 Gades. We're in the bottom of the first. Here's the lefty right fielder, Grant Richardson. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball in the outside corner. Santos dialing up to 95. Strike one. Richardson just four games at this level, 1-for-12. Runners bouncing off the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Corner. Nice run to it, as always, for Junior. And it's no balls and two strikes. And this is pitch 30. From the chest, the 0-2. Inside, off the umpire, rolls away. Rumfield and Bowman take off. Bowman gets to third and stops. As the ball actually rolled into the dugout, but the runners get just one base. So it is second and third. And that was pitch 30. Take a look over that dugout. See if Sager and Rivera have to make a change. Junior is one strike away. Here comes the 1-2. Driven in the air to left. This sends Jordan back at the track, at the wall. It is gone. Richardson goes out the back door, and Hudson Valley has a colossal 5-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Richardson's second hit and first home run at high A. And it just might be enough to run Junior from the game in the first inning.
Wow. Felt like he was finding it just a little bit, attacking Grant Richardson, who had struggled at this level. But just a really tough outing for Junior Santos as Luis Rivera makes his way out of the Cyclones dugout. Had some carry the opposite way, and Brooklyn and a 5-0 hole in a really important series.
For the first time this year, Junior Santos is out of the game in the first inning. He gets two-thirds, two outs, and here comes Cam up. Cyclones have some major mop-up duty in game one. We'll take a break. It's still 5-0 Renegades who hit when we get back in the first on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under the sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit brooklyncyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a six...
Well, on the bottom of the first inning, the Cyclones have to make it by Cal Audemars. Call to the bullpen. It's 5-0 Hudson Valley. Two outs in the frame. Now lefty Cam Opp is on to face Carlos Narvaez. First pitch. Opp misses outside with a changeup for ball one. So seven men come to the plate. Five score. Santos' line is already closed. It's one of those nights. 1-0. Opp misses down and in for ball two. So Narvaez hitting a 201. Eight homers, 21 RBIs. 325 OBP. Cyclones may need to count on Cam Opp for longer than they expected. From the third base side of the rubber, the 2-0. Missed up high, ball three. Santos, two-thirds, five hits, one walk, no strikeouts. Gave up the double to Sigler, single to Rumfield, and three-run home run to Grant Richardson. The 3-0, way outside, and a four-pitch walk issued to Narvaez. That's how Opp's relief outing starts. Now, relievers usually can kind of mentally check out until about the fourth or fifth inning, but Cam Opp has been called into early duty emergency relief. Pitching for the 11th time. Strikeout rate of 17%. Walk rate of 12%. Lefty who went to West Point. Cyclones may need him for a long time tonight. Here's Pat DeMarco with two outs. Pitch. The righty lines one to short. Over Newton's head into left field. Base hit. Narvaez hits second. Heads for third. Jordan fires back to second. Narvaez goes back to second. And dives in safely ahead of the throw. So the hits just keep on coming. Go back to the top of the order in the first inning.
And so many things about this first inning that the Cyclones are not thrilled about, one of which having to really dig into that bullpen in game one of an important series against Hudson Valley in the first inning, hoping that Cam Opp can steady the ship and cover some of that bullpen damage.
First and second for Trey Sweeney. Second time up in the inning. 5-0 Gates. Pitch. Fastball missed down low. Ball one. Sweeney got it started. Yes, the single, but Junior Santos' first batter. He fell behind 3-1. You can tell Junior just out of sorts tonight. Hop holds the set, the 1-0. That dots the far side of the plate with the fastball. Knee high, strike one. Sweeney with Sigler on deck. Cyclones are, again, just one out away. Narvaez at second, DeMarco at first. Mena sets up outside. The 1-1. Stared at for ball two. Sweeney tracking it all the way down and away. The reason why he has an on-base percentage about 100 points higher than the batting average. Picking out the right pitch. It's a renegade. 2-1. Swinging a line drive in the air to center. Ramirez back and out in. Reaches out and dropped the ball. It falls in front of him. Narvaez scores. DeMarco stops at third, and this nightmare continues. It's 6-0 Hudson Valley.
Could tell off the bat, Alex Ramirez did not have a great read on it. Off the end for Sweeney. Sinking line drive. They say the toughest ball to read is the one right at you. That was right at Ramirez, but just in a little bit. And unable to hold on, and that just prolongs what has been a nightmarish inning.
They call it an E8, and here's Anthony Sigler with second and third. 6-0 in the first inning. Pitch. Strike over the outside corner. So DeMarco set up at third base. Sweeney at second. And Sigler doubled his last time. Batting now from the right side. Kicking the 0-1. Fouled into the seats down the first baseline. Strike two. And Sigler calls for time. Cyclones wish they could call for time. And just say, can we get a do-over here, please? Sigler back in. Pinwheels the bat around. Rested over his right shoulder. Ops 0-2. Just missed inside. Cam trying to nibble at that hands area. High and in. One ball, two strikes. Sigler with that war paint on his face. The eye black. Not just the two lines, but many more lines than that. He gets ready as intense as anybody. The 1-2. Caught on a miss. And Ops strikes out Sigler to end the inning. 6 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 2 left, 1 starter knocked out of the game, and 1 heck of a tone set by Hudson Valley. It's 6 at the Dutch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Well, the Cyclones have some work to do. I guess that's a nice way of putting it. It is 6-0 Hudson Valley. As we go to the top of the second inning, if you missed us for the first inning, well, there's nothing we can do for you until the post-game show where Nick will literally recreate with pins and sticks and sound effects exactly what happened in that absolutely nauseating first inning for the Cyclones. Renegades sent 11 men to the plate. I guess the silver lining for Brooklyn is you have 8 innings left to try to catch up to the 6-run deficit. So Nick Gattis leads off. Yoendris Gomez, who sat there for a while, uncorks his first pitch of the second inning and misses outside for ball one. Gattis hitting at 214, but the on base at 351. 6 homers, 31 ribbies. The 1-0. Fastball a little bit high for ball two. Dougie had a 1-2-3 inning, and Junior Santos had anything but. So Gomez back to work. Feet pointed at the Brooklyn on deck circle. Here comes the 2-0. And Gaddy takes outside ball three. So Nick was hitting on a torrid pace and really still is before he got called up for emergency catching duty in Syracuse on Sunday. Had 2 doubles in that game. 3-0. Right down the middle, called a strike, and Gattis made a hitter once again. Gattis on with the Cyclones in 21 of his past 23. Gomez is 3-1. Missed outside, and he's on base again. So I mentioned the 2 doubles for Gattis, but 3 walks on Sunday with Syracuse. And you get bumped up to double A, you want to perform, let alone triple A. And Nick, it was really impressive to see.
For sure. And he talked about just feeling good about proving that he belonged, learning so much in triple A in that pregame interview.
It's Stanley Kinswager who takes outside ball one.
And really doing a good job of controlling the strike zone. That's been the theme now. 11 walks for Gattis in his last 6 games.
Stanley at 246, 2 homers, 10 RBIs. The 1-0. Strike on the inside corner with the fastball, 1-1. Kinswager on base at 313. 8 doubles and 1 triple. Had a fairly quiet series at Jersey Shore. Gomez from the stretch, the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a slider. 1 ball, 2 strikes. It is 6-0 Hudson Valley. We're in the top of the 2nd inning. Nick Gattis at first base. Cyclones looking to just chip away. They will see Blaine Abeda, we expect, after Gomez today. 1-2. In the dirt. Smothering stop by Narvaez. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just kind of know that from the piggybacking setup with Gomez only throwing maybe 3, maybe 4 innings tonight. And Abeda coming in relief behind him. So not very easy. You'd rather just kind of take your chances with the bullpen because Kinswager lines it up the middle, falling fast, drops on the turf, base hit. Gattis hits second, stops right there. And here come the Cyclones with back-to-back base runners trying to answer this 6-0 deficit.
0-4 for Stanley Kinswager back on Sunday, but that looking like a blip on the radar. Snapped a 4-game hitting streak, but has continued to be locked in. Was so good in that series against Greensboro. Another good at-bat to put 2 on for the Cyclones trying to respond to that 6-run first inning by Hudson Valley.
A pair on, nobody out. Top 2 for JT Schwartz. On base at 342. Batting average at 253. 3 homers and a team-high 33 RBIs. Gomez lifts the leg, comes home. And Schwartz pops it foul. Third base side into the seats. So a lot of the times you walk in here, you play Jersey Shore, you play Wilmington, Aberdeen, you play teams from the south. But things always seem to change. Throw the numbers out the window kind of thing against the Renegades. 0-1. Schwartz swings over a slider. Nasty pitch from Yoendris, and it's strike 2. Because of moments like that in the first inning, it just kind of upend you as a team. You lost your starter, flat on your back. Cyclones trying to rally. 2 on, nobody out. Here's the 0-2. Up high. Missed for ball 1. Gomez coming in 92 miles an hour with that last fastball. Through against Greenville, the Red Sox affiliate, his last time out. Been a while for him, about 11 days. 1-2. Schwartz pops it up, left center field. DeMarco and Dominguez come together. Dominguez loses the hat, but makes the call and the catch in left center. And Schwartz flies out. First out on the top of the 2nd inning.
Nice pitch by Uentris Gomez. JT Schwartz just a touch late in the pop-up.
So springs up Jose Peroza, righty hitting third baseman. Peroza at 219 with a 295 on base. Clones chasing six. We're in the top of the second inning. Five homers for Jose, 27 ribbies. Pitch. Swing and a tip into Narvaez's mitt. Strike one. That was 92 up and in. So Gomez against Greenville. Three no-hit innings with four strikeouts. He's topped out at 55 pitches. And already has thrown 31. The 0-1. Fastball strikes down to first base. Consuegra just gets back in. Rumfield with a beautiful job to sneak behind. It was an accurate throw from Narvaez. And kind of a 50-50 call at first, but Consuegra gets the benefit of the doubt, and he's back in safely. Gomez throwing strikes now since the leadoff walk to Gattis. Here's the 0-2. Slider chopped foul into the Brooklyn dugout. And as that pitch count on Gomez creeps up, now to the mid-30s, Blaine Abeda starts to warm up down the first base line. 325 down the lines, 400 a dead center at the Dutch, and both bullpens on the warning tracks in foul territory. 0-2. In the dirt, spike past Narvaez. Consuegra broke, but Gattis didn't throw to first. Consuegra retreats again. So a slight miscommunication. We have seen at some points this year that Nick Gattis, slightly on the conservative side, base stealing and moving ahead on dirt balls. And Consuegra was ready to go to third on that play. And he had to retreat all the way back to first.
Scramble drill.
Yeah, really. Rosa waggles the bat. Gomez comes home with a 1-2. Pitch foul back. 94 miles an hour. Gomez just 22 years old. Pretty amazing that he's already protected on the 40-man roster. There's the big league roster is 25-man. 1-2. Rosa takes strike three on the outside corner. 91 at the knees. 50-50 call, but Peroza took strike three. And there's two down at the top of the second with Ducks still on the pond. Here's Jose Mena.
Tough pitch to take for Jose Peroza, saying that Yoenis Gomez is good enough. He doesn't need any help off that outside corner.
Well, you better believe it. That's what they say. Here comes... Looks like Spencer Medic, the pitching coach, talked to Gomez, sitting there with 36 pitches ahead of the at-bats of Mena. Now, I mentioned he topped out at 55. That was against Jersey Shore back on July 9th. It's either two innings or three innings. And his max is against Brooklyn, as Nick told you. He was phenomenal. 3 1/3. Scoreless, hitless innings with just one walk. And he's probably wondering, you know, how long is it going to be before they let me kind of kick off the training wheels and roll down the street? Gomez just trying to get through the second inning, let alone the third or the fourth. So a quick meeting before the at-bats of Mena. Everybody back to their spots. Consuegra's at first, Gattis at second. Mena at 231, 5 homers, 21 RBIs. Gomez to the plate. Fastball strike, stamps the outside corner, nothing in one. Mena on base is ticked to 259. Had a home run, though, in the Jersey Shore series. Cyclones could use a lift right here, down 6-0. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Snap throw down to second base. And Gattis is safe. Oh, my goodness. The throw beat a hand in. Wow. Narvaez, he had the walk-off. He was halfway into the dugout. Cyclones catch another break on the bases. And that was Ethan Gorsak right there behind the mound. It's 0-2. Here's the pitch. Mena takes a slider low. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, it was that swim move that allowed Gattis to get back. Just able to elude the tag, but down 6-0. Probably don't want to make that play that close.
Gomez standing sideways on the mound, leading with that front left shoulder. Looks home, deals the 1-2. And Mena pops it up, foul, and into the seats down the first baseline.
The guy with the Star Wars should be in front of his belly. It works. It's Santa Claus
here. 24 pitches for Gomez in the inning. He's set again, belt high. The 1-2. Mena rips a line drive to center. Dominguez comes in. The ball bounces by him and falls. Gattis around third. He crosses home plate, and the Cyclones are on the board. Kind of an eerie, similar play to the one that Ramirez tried to handle in center field in the bottom of the first. And the Cyclones don't care how it happens. Mena makes it 6-1.
And odd to think about it because Alex Ramirez is the visiting player, but the first time that Jason Dominguez has played center field at this ballpark. So some adjustment, seeing how the ball comes off the bat. It was well struck by Mena, and Dominguez caught in between about whether to go into the slide, stay up, play it off the bounce. Couldn't quite make the play. And Yoendris Gomez hit for a run in this second inning. Was hoping to get through two, not going to make it.
Now he's done here, and I'm sure the fans are probably wondering why. But the reason why is because his pitch count is up. He's a guy coming off Tommy John. The Yankees told you, number eight prospect. He's on the 40-man. They're going to treat him with kid gloves. So he comes out. It's 6-1 Hudson Valley. We're in the top of the second inning. And a new arm coming in when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making a simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your Starfish Sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/ticket.
Cyclones still at the plate in the top of the second inning, trying to cut into this now 6-1 Hudson Valley lead. The new arm, Blaine Abeda, and the situation, it's first and third, two outs for Shervin Newton. Abeda slide step, deals home, and the fastball lands on the outside corner at 87 miles an hour, strike one. Newton, switch hitter, batting left. He's the last guy we've yet to see in the lineups tonight. Cyclones nine men, hitting at 181, 0-1. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline, foul. Strike 24 RBIs, 287 on base. It's Mena at first, credited with an RBI single on that sinking liner to Dominguez in center, and Consuegra at third. Abeda is a strike away from getting through this inning. Pitch missed away. That was 94. Now, Blaine Abeda, the Cyclones have seen him as a starter, this time in relief, piggybacking Yoendris Gomez. Righty from Nevada and Martinez, California. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and Newton down on strikes. Inning is over, but Brooklyn gets one back on two hits. And strand a pair. 6-1 Hudson Valley at the Dutch, leading Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the second inning on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
See how they do for the second inning. It's 6-1 Renegades over the Cyclones. And in the inning, Jason Dominguez, Cooper Bowman, and TJ Rumfield get their second swings against reliever Cam Opp. It is Christmas in July night, so if you're wondering what is that awful sound coming through my headphones, I'm with you. There's a time and a place, but that's the celebration tonight at the Dutch nonetheless. So Dominguez, switch hitter batting right, first toss. Opp sails one away for ball one. Dominguez flew out to right his first time. He made one of the three outs in that 11 batter, bottom of the first. The 1-0, Dominguez taps it foul down third. One ball, one strike. Junior Santos lasted two-thirds of an inning. Five runs, four hits. No strikeouts and a walk. 1-1, Dominguez swings over a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Opp with that good lefty arm action. Does not throw very hard. Maybe 87 to 89. 1-2. Popped him up behind home plate. Mena flips the mask. Heads towards the front row, and it's in the crowd. Takes one hop and heads to the second level of seats at the Dutch. It's a pretty good crowd for a Tuesday night. A Christmas in July promo happening. Last time the Cyclones were here was 4th of July week. And that was a big weekend. But this is probably a pretty big Tuesday night for them. For the Dominguez buzz of him playing his first home game. A big one. 1-2. Cam Opp strikes him out. And Dominguez tagged out by Mena for the first out.
Really good pitch by Cam Opp going right at Jason Dominguez. The breaking ball down and away. Trying to steady what has been a rough start to this ball game.
Inside corner at 86, strike two. So Opp nibbling nicely against the righty. Able to tuck that pitch tight along his chest. Opp comes to a stop. The 0-2. Missed down low. So Opp this year, a true reliever. Last year was used as a starter by the Cyclones. Signed as a minor league free agent. 1-2. Way inside. Bounces to the plate. Trying to get one that one down and in at 83 miles an hour. And Bowman takes an easy one. Two balls, two strikes. Cam did not break with the team after spring training came to an end and full season assignments were given out. He came up late April from extended spring training. Here comes a 2-2. Pitch caught on and missed, and Bowman flailing in front of a changeup. It's pretty amazing that this guy's out there throwing 99 to 100 getting hit. And Cam Opp can pull the string like that at just 88, slowing it down to 83. But it's all about interrupting timing. And that low changeup has gotten both Dominguez and Bowman.
It's the name of the game. Mixing speeds, good location. Cam Opp coming on into his first clean inning. Looked good so far.
Two down for T.J. Rumfield. First pitch. Slider floats off the plate. Down and away, lefty to lefty. It's ball one. Rumfield a single his first time. Drove in a run. Hudson Valley leads Brooklyn 6-1, bottom two. The 1-0. Rumfield powers one in the air to left. Jordan, back a step, now trots in. Reaches his glove up, makes the catch. And Kamop has a 1-2-3 inning, slowing down Hudson Valley, bringing him back down to earth. We head to the third inning. Hudson Valley has a 6-1 lead against Brooklyn. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back to the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
On to the third inning from Dutchess Stadium, and a 6-1 Hudson Valley lead over Brooklyn. Sixth spot in that bottom of the first inning that saw the Renegades battle around, sending 11 men to the plate. Grant Richardson with the exclamation point, the three-run home run off of Junior Santos, who really struggled to find it at the beginning of this ball game, and the Cyclones trying to work their way back into this game. Coming in just a half game back of first place, Hudson Valley. This, in essence, a ball game for first place. And Brooklyn with some work to do, down by five, sending the top of their order to the plate against Blaine Abeda. Came on to get the final out of the second, a strikeout of Shervin Newton. So Matt Rudick set to dig in, flew out to left his first time, looking to extend a nine-game on-base streak. Has reached in 18 of his last 20 and is really good at getting on base in July. 386 on base percentage. Abeda, the angled wind into the motion. Righty's first pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner. It's nothing and one. So Blaine Abeda comes on in relief of Yoendris Gomez. Continuing to work his way back from Tommy John surgery, 0-1. Rudick bouncing ball right side, fielded by the second baseman, Bowman. Glove hand flip to first in time, and there's one away. So Gomez went an inning and two-thirds, allowed two hits, the one earned on that Jose Mena two-out RBI single with a pair of strikeouts and a walk for Gomez. And now over to Blaine Abeda. One away, here's Rowdy Jordan. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch, breaking ball. Called strike outside corner, nothing and one. Rowdy 0-for-1, grounded to second his first time. Cyclones trailing by 5, 6-1 with one out. Top of the third, 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, one ball, one strike. Cyclones in the early hole, but have been good on offense as of late, giving them a little hope that they might be able to make this a ball game. 1-1. Breaking ball off the outside edge. Two balls and a strike on Rowdy Jordan. Coming into this ball game, 30 runs in the last four games, averaging 9.5 hits per nine in that stretch. 2-1. Jordan swings and misses over a changeup. Two balls and two strikes. So Brooklyn has been putting it together offensively with the infusion of youth. Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, Rowdy Jordan making his way back as well. 2-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner and the count full to Rowdy Jordan. Bases clear, one out, 6-1 Hudson Valley here in the top of the third. The lights on as the sun sets on a beautiful night for baseball at Dutchess Stadium. Abate peers in over the black glove, lifts the leg, payoff. Breaking ball down and away, and Rowdy Jordan works a one-out walk. Quality at bat for the Cyclones left fielder, working the count and laying off a close pitch. The breaking ball down and away to put a runner aboard for Alex Ramirez. Second trip to the plate for the Cyclones center fielder. Back in the box right side, first pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner at 92. 0-1. Alex Ramirez looking to extend a five-game hitting streak. All multi-hit games, was on fire coming into this series. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Nothing at 2. 12 for his last 21. 11 RBIs in his last 4. And those back-to-back games with a home run and 5 RBI in the Jersey Shore series was so good. 0-2. Fastball down and away off the glove of Narvaez. And rolling to the backstop. Rowdy Jordan advances to second on a wild pitch. So a runner in scoring position for Ramirez. Cyclones trail 6-1 here in the top of the third. And a 1-2 count on Ramirez with one away. Has really come on and put together good at-bats. More comfortable at this level for sure. Abeta holds the set just above the belt. Righty's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ramirez over a breaking ball. Down on strikes for a second time tonight. And there are two away. Second punch out for Blaine Abeta out of the bullpen. And a two-out RBI chance now for Nick Gattis. Cyclone second baseman with the wide-open stance from the right side. Foot on the back line, the righty batter's box. First pitch, breaking ball, sweeps in for a strike outside corner, nothing and one. Nick Gattis walked his first time, came around to score. Has reached in now 11 straight games and 23 of his last 25. Controlling the strike zone in the middle of the Cyclones' order. 0-1. Fastball skips to the plate, kept in front by Narvaez with the backhand. One ball, one strike. Rowdy Jordan leads off a second with two down, 6-1. The Hudson Valley lead here on the top of the third. Brooklyn looking to chip away and continue some of that good two-out hitting. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike. Cyclones have had 3-plus hits with runners in scoring position in each of the last 3 games and driven in 15 with 2 outs in the last 3. That series with Jersey Shore, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Gattis over a changeup, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan off second, 2 down, 6-1. The Hudson Valley lead, top of the third. Gattis looking for a big hit. Abeta looking to keep it a 5-run Hudson Valley lead. Now Ziesta the sign holds the set above the belt, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gattis down on strikes over a breaking ball. Third strikeout for Abeta, and the Cyclones strand a runner in scoring position in the top of the third. Couple of punch outs in the frame, and Abeta works around the one out walk to Rowdy Jordan. 2.5 complete from Dutchess Stadium. 6-1 Hudson Valley over Brooklyn here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast,
They're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Bottom of the third inning from Hudson Valley in a 6-1 Renegades lead over Brooklyn. Cyclones off to that rough start. Six runs for the Renegades in the bottom of the first. Came back with a run in the top of the second inning on an RBI single by Jose Mena. And Brooklyn trying to keep it a five-run deficit here in the bottom of the third. Cam up into a second full inning of relief. Again, 6, 7, and 8 in the Hudson Valley order. Hardman, Richardson, and Carlos Narvaez. Tyler Hardman digs in. Open stance from the right side. Bat on the back shoulder. First pitch. Fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Cam Mopp with a good second inning. 1-2-3. Couple of strikeouts. Lefty from the third base side of the rubber. Holds the set at the belt. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Hardman over a changeup, one ball, one strike. Tyler Hardman popped out his first time. Well-regarded prospect just outside the top 30 in the Yankees system. 1-1. Changeup down and away, two balls and a strike. Did not play on Sunday. 0-for-4 on Saturday to snap a four-game hitting streak coming into tonight and has had a lot of success against the Cyclones this season. 2-1. Change up down and in, three balls and a strike in that last series that flipped the calendar from June to July here at Dutchess Stadium. Hardman, three homers in five games, drove in five runs. 3-1. Breaking ball stays high, and Tyler Hardman works a leadoff walk to begin the bottom of the third. Second walk issued by Cam Opp. And a leadoff base runner for Hudson Valley to start the bottom of the third. And that'll bring up the home run hitter, Grant Richardson. Open stance left side, rests the bat on the shoulder. Opp holds the set, lefty's first pitch. Richardson swings and lines a ball down the left field line, twisting foul, nothing and one. That three-run shot in the first inning, his first home run at High A, came into tonight 1-for-12 in his first four games with seven strikeouts. And that big hit, 0-1, runner goes, line drive, base hit right field. Hardman around second and into third, the throw off line. And Grant Richardson with his second base hit of the night to put runners at the corners with nobody out. Hard line drive to right center field. Kitzwager's throw just a touch to the home plate side of third. Peroza a step off the base. Had to retrace the steps to try and apply the tag on Hardman. Running from first to third. Aggressive on the bases. It works out. And Hudson Valley threatening to add on to a 6-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. Hardman at third, Richardson at first. Here's Carlos Narvaez. Elevated front foot, right side, first pitch. Fouled back to the screen, nothing and one. Narvaez walked and came around to score his first time. 23-year-old from Venezuela. Opp holds the set at the belt. Runners off first and third, 0-1. Swinging a pop foul, right side and out of play, nothing and two. Cyclones have seen the offense surge heading into the four-day break last week and then coming out against Jersey Shore. Pitching is still looking to find its groove. 0-2, runner goes, tap foul at home plate by Narvaez, so we'll do it again. The bullpen struggling a little bit. Starting rotation not quite giving Brooklyn the length that they had desired in that series. Of course, wanting to be careful after a four-day break with pitchers not as built up. But another tough start, this time from Junior Santos. 0-2. Swing and a pop foul right side now to play. Narvaez battling at home plate. Still no balls and two strikes on the Renegades catcher. Tyler Hardman leads from third. Richardson aboard at first with nobody out. 6-1 Hudson Valley in the bottom of the third. Opp leans in, taps the toe to the set. Third base side of the rubber. Throw over to first. Richardson back standing. Lights beaming down here on the turf at Dutchess Stadium. The sunset into the pink lemonade. And back to right center field, 0-2. Fastball misses up and in. One ball and two strikes on Narvaez. Cyclones coming into this big series against Hudson Valley with a lot on the line. First place in Subway Series at High A, wanting to put their best foot forward. Not gone that way early. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, kept in front by Mena down to his knees. No advance, two balls and two strikes on Narvaez. Has just been tough for the Cyclones at times to crack the code on Jersey Shore, especially when they have played with a lead. Hudson Valley been so good. 2-2. Swing and a miss off the glove of Mena to the backstop, and a run will score. Hardman in from third. Richardson advances 90 feet to second. It's a wild pitch, and Hudson Valley extends the lead. It's 7-1 in the bottom of the third. Four strikeout for Cam Opp. And Narvaez out because first base at the pitch was occupied. But another run crosses, and Hudson Valley once again out to a six-run advantage here in the third inning. Here's Pat DeMarco. First pitch. He swings and pops it foul right side now to play. Nothing and one. DeMarco base hit. And that six-run Hudson Valley first inning. Renegades 7, Brooklyn 1. Bottom of the third inning. Cam Opp holds the set at the belt, taps the toe, peaks at second, 0-1. Breaking ball stays high, one ball and a strike. Run in for Hudson Valley in this bottom of the third. Richardson leads from second with one out. 1-1. DeMarco, line drive, left center field, a base hit. Drops in front of Jordan around third. Richardson in to score. Chugging for second, DeMarco throw off line. And it's an RBI double for the Hudson Valley left fielder. The Renegades keep pouring it on. It's 8-1 in the third. That ball not hit all that hard off the end of the bat. But DeMarco comes through with another run-scoring base hit. And the Cyclones find themselves down 7. With still just one out at the bottom of the third. Time called, Cam up. With the infield crowded around him, gets a visit from A.J. Sager. Has not been the Cyclones' night tonight. The Hudson Valley attack with the bats has been early and often. And for a Hudson Valley offense that has not fared as well offensively on the whole of the year, certainly finding it against Brooklyn tonight. Jason Junior Santos after just two-thirds of an inning. And then Cam Opp worked a 1-2-3 second, but Hudson Valley right back to work with two in this bottom of the third. Back to the top of the order. Here's Trey Sweeney. First pitch. Breaking ball strike outside corner. Nothing and one. Sweeney, a base hit and run scored and then reached on the error in center field. Also in the first inning. DeMarco leads off a second one out set by Oppo 1. Breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Trey Sweeney has now reached base in 20 straight games. Number six prospect in the Yankees system. A lot of questions about where he fits in their future. Breaking ball in for a strike. One and two on Sweeney. Yanks have Anthony Volpe, Oswald Peraza ahead of Sweeney in the system. Frequent talks about his availability at the trading deadline coming up in a couple of days. 1-2. Breaking ball freezes him. Called strike three outside corner. Sweeney bends over. Couldn't believe it. But Opp gets the call. It's his fifth punch out out of the pen. And there are two away. Two down for Anthony Sigler. DeMarco leads off second. And an 8-1 Hudson Valley lead here in the bottom of the third. Open stands for the switch hitter from the right side. First pitch, grounded foul, wide to third. It's nothing and one. Sigler, a double and a run scored in the first and struck out to close out that six-run inning. Some more activity in the Cyclones bullpen down the left field line. With some stretching and light throwing. Opp holds to set third base side of the rubber. 0-1. Fastball down and in. Mayna slide over to keep it in front. But DeMarco moving on the ball in the dirt. Advances to third without a throw. It's a wild pitch. Jose Mayna doing everything that he could to keep that ball in front. Yanked by Opp. Down and into the right-handed hitter. But a good read by DeMarco to advance to third. 1-1 the count on Anthony Sigler. Pitch. Changeup down and in. Again, a slide over by Mayna to keep it in front. Two balls and a strike. Cam Opp looking for that third out in this bottom of the third. Two in for Hudson Valley to make it an 8-1 Renegades lead. Anthony Sigler extending the hitting streak to six with that first inning double. Looking to make it a multi-hit night. 2-1. Changeup up and in. Three balls and a strike. On the season, Sigler with the higher power numbers against right-handed pitching, the average better against lefties. Pinwheels the bat from the right side with the open stance. 3-1. Change up, down, and in. And Sigler works a walk to put runners at the corners with two out for Jason Dominguez. Second walk issued by Cam Opp puts runners at the corners, and before Dominguez can dig in, Luis Rivera has made his way out of the Cyclones dugout and will make a call to the bullpen. So Cam Opp able to get the Cyclones out of the first and through the second, but not quite through the third. New Brooklyn pitcher when we come back with Hudson Valley. To the big advantage early.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Hudson Valley, as we play with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning, series opener of a six-game set between first and second place in the South Atlantic League North Division. It's a Bicel Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Justin Courtney takes over on in relief of Cam Opp, who worked two innings, allowed three hits at the moment, on the hook for three runs and two earned, three walks and five strikeouts. Courtney comes on with runners at the corners and two out facing Jason Dominguez. First pitch. Fastball called strike at the knees. It's nothing and one. Dominguez making his home high A debut. 0 for 2 with a fly out and a strikeout. Courtney holds the set closed off. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. Hudson Valley scoring six in the first inning when they sent 11 men to the plate. And two more in this bottom of the third, threatening for more runners at the corners. 1-1, swing and a miss. Dominguez waving over a breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. DeMarco the runner at third, Sigler at first. 1-2 pitch. Dominguez lifts a fly ball straight away center field. Back goes Ramirez to the warning track. Leaps. It's over his head and bangs off the wall. DeMarco scores. Sigler around third and is in. Dominguez motors to third with a two-run triple. A 10 spot for the Renegades and a 10-1 lead. Jason Dominguez with his first home Renegades hit, and it drives in two, testing the limits of Dutchess Stadium. Alex Ramirez going back on it. Such a good athlete in center field, just out of his reach. Couldn't come down with it. Leaping attempt just underneath the 400 sign. But the nightmare to open this ball game continues. With the two-run triple, making it a 10-1 Hudson Valley lead. First pitch into Cooper Bowman, a strike on the outside corner. Courtney holds the set, 0-1. Pop foul, right side, now to play, nothing and two. Another extra base hit for Hudson Valley. Have continued to be all over this Brooklyn pitching staff. Junior Santos lasting just two outs. And now Justin Courtney hit for a triple. 0-2. Bounce foul wide to third. Still no balls and two strikes. A six-run first and a four-run third for the Renegades out to a 10-1 lead. Four extra base hits in the first three innings for Hudson Valley. 0-2. Fastball upstairs. One ball and two strikes on Cooper Bowman. Four in the inning. 10-1 the lead for Hudson Valley here in the bottom of the third. Dominguez off third with two outs. Courtney trying to just get out of it. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Bowman over a breaking ball. Tag applied by Mena. And the inning finally over. However, Hudson Valley strikes for four more in the inning. Two coming off the first home hit for Jason Dominguez at high A. Driven triple to center field. We are through three from Dutchess Stadium and a 10-1 Renegades lead over Brooklyn here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hudson Valley 10 and Brooklyn 1 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Renegade scoring six in the first. Chasing Junior Santos after just two outs. And then tacking on four more in that bottom of the third inning. The Cyclones trying to take the first step. But a long road back. Stanley Consuegra leads it off against Blaine Abeda. First pitch, fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Consuegra base hit his first time, continuing his good stretch of late. Had that 0-for-5 day on Sunday, but outside of that, 1-0. Breaking ball in for a strike inside corner, 1-1. Has been really good. 12 for his last 36. Has 8 extra base hits in his last 8 games. 1-1. Consuegra, bouncing ball left side, sliding stop made by Bowman. Throw to first is in time for out number one. One step and the slide. Some glove work for Hudson Valley. And Stanley Consuegra is robbed of a second base hit of the night.
Hey, I want to pitch some back from Ligger. They bought their own banner.
One down, here's JT Schwartz. Brooklyn first baseman flew out to center his first time. First pitch from Abeda. Schwartz swings, lifts a high fly ball center field. Dominguez back to the warning track. Over the shoulder, it's off his glove and bangs off the wall. Schwartz around second, chugging for third. Relay throw in, tag applied, he's out. Eight to six to five on the relay, and JT Schwartz is nailed trying to stretch a double into a triple for out number two. Towering fly ball to right center field. Jason Dominguez back on it, tipped off his glove and against the wall, and JT Schwartz, with some hesitation around the second base bag, deciding to go for it and is thrown out for the second out of this inning. Here's Jose Peroza, open stance right side, first pitch, fastball down and away. It's 1-0. Peroza struck out looking his first time. That's with the bases empty and two out, 10-1 Hudson Valley here in the top of the fourth. Abeda winds, righty's 1-0, breaking ball just off the outside edge, two balls and no strikes. Jose Peroza has picked it up in the month of July, a 286 hitter. With seven extra base hits. 2-0. Fastball down and away. Three balls and no strikes. Had a really tough start to the season. Said he didn't feel right. But is in a much better place now with his rhythm and timing. And happy to be able to contribute. Abeda winds. And the right-hander's 3-0. Breaking ball in for his strike 3-1. And it was really interesting to hear Luis Rivera talk about that, because he said he'd call Peroza into his office and say, look, we know the results are going to be mixed at times. It is baseball, but we know you can hit. We have confidence in the type of player that you are as a top 30 prospect in the Mets organization, and Peroza has turned it on in the month of July. 3-1, breaking ball in off the plate, and Jose Peroza works a two-out walk.
Center fielder number 7, Jose. Peroza
aboard with two down, 10-1 Hudson Valley.
as we play here in the top of the fourth. And here's Jose Mena. Open stance right side, bat on the back shoulder, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Mena behind 92 on the outside corner, nothing and one. Mena with the Cyclones RBI tonight. Single to center and the second to drive in Nick Gattis. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Mena waves over a breaking ball, nothing and two. Barozov first, two down, 10-1 Hudson Valley here in the top of the fourth. Beta stares in, shakes off, taps the toe to the set at the belt. Lifts the leg, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Mena over a breaking ball, and it's a fourth punch out for Blaine Abeda out of the bullpen to retire the side. Cyclones get the double by Schwartz. Walk by Peroza, can't capitalize. We're through 3.5 from Dutchess Stadium, and a 10-1 Renegades lead here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us. And your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Justin Courtney remains on the mound for the Cyclones, trailing 10-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Courtney came on to get the final out of the third in relief of Cam Opp, not before Jason Dominguez recorded his first home high A hit, which was a two-run triple. And it made it double figures for Hudson Valley, a 10-1 lead. And the same score as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Rumfield, Hardman, and Richardson do up. First pitch to TJ Rumfield. A fastball strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one. Rumfield 1-for-2. Base hit and a run scored in the first. Flew out in the second inning. Courtney to close to offset. 0-1. Wave and a miss by Rumfield over a changeup on the outer half. No balls and two strikes. Cyclones falling behind by six after one. And four runs in the third inning for Hudson Valley to make it a 10-1 Renegades advantage. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Rumfield over a breaking ball outer half. And Justin Courtney has the second strikeout to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. So one away in the Renegades' bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Tyler Hardman. Open stance from the right side. First pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike inside corner. Nothing and one. Hardman popped out. Worked a walk. Came around to score in the four-run third inning. Cyclones infield. Yanked over to play. Hardman to pull. Some room on the right side. Courtney, the 0-1. Wave and a miss over a breaking ball outside edge. Nothing and two. Courtney came on in a bit of a tough spot with runners at the corners against Jason Dominguez. That a pretty tough assignment knowing how well-regarded a prospect that he is. So close to getting that last out. 0-2, breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. Ramirez came close to making the catch in center field. Two strike count. Just not able to get it done. Courtney DeSette at the belt. 1-2. Breaking ball stays high. Two balls and two strikes as Hardman backs off the plate. Those runs on the triple by Dominguez charged Kamop. So his final line, two innings, three hits, five runs, four earned, three walks, and five strikeouts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Hardman down on strikes. Third straight strikeout for Justin Courtney. Out of the bullpen. And there are two down in the Hudson Valley, bottom of the fourth. Trying to settle things down for the Cyclones, who are at the very least trying to preserve what will be a tested bullpen in this ballgame. Here's Grant Richardson. First pitch. Fastball called strike over the outside corner. Nothing and one. Base is empty with two out. 10-1 Hudson Valley in the bottom of the fourth. Grant Richardson has been the middle of it all. Home run and a base hit. Scored twice. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. Junior Santos, who struggled in that first inning, was so close to getting out of it and limiting the damage. Richardson really had that big blow to pull away. Three-run homer to make it a 5-0 game. 1-1. Wave and a miss by Richardson. High fastball at 90. One ball and two strikes. Trying to find his footing at high A was a part of that video that the Yankees player development Twitter account released announcing that Dominguez would be getting the call up to high A. Wanted Jason to break it to Grant Richardson before Dominguez got the news himself. 1-2. Wave and a miss over a changeup. Richardson down on strikes, and Justin Courtney punches out the side in order in the bottom of the fourth. Zeros have been tough to come by for the Cyclone staff tonight. A second one, and Justin Courtney keeps it a 9-run ball game. 10-1, Hudson Valley over Brooklyn after four. To the fifth we go. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Well, tonight belongs to Hudson Valley. That's at least so far as we are through four innings from Dutchess Stadium. It's a 10-1 lead for the New York Yankees affiliate. Cyclones do come to the plate in the top half of the fifth, chasing nine on a night that kind of got away from him early. Blaine Abeda continues on in relief. His first pitch to Shervin Newton, batting from the left side. Backdoor slider nabs the far side of the plate for strike one. So it's Newton, Rudick, and Jordan, 9-1 and 2. Bladed twist and turns the 0-1. And just missed outside with a fastball. Ball and a strike. Take a look at the scores from around the South Atlantic League in the top half of the fifth. Cyclones enter today a half game behind first place Hudson Valley. That's why this series is so big. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner. Strike two. So Jersey Shore, who the Cyclones have been beating up, everybody's been beating up. Well, they're beating up on Wilmington tonight. 7-1 in the top of the ninth. 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Newton strikes out looking. So Sherman is fanned twice. Aberdeen is at Asheville for the week, so they make the trip to North Carolina. Top of the fourth inning, Tourists have a 1-0 lead. Here's Matt Rudick with one out, broken down by nine. Abeda rocks and deals, and a slider whoops down low for ball one. Greensboro is hosting Winston-Salem this week. Bottom of the eighth, the Dash have a 5-3 lead over the Grasshoppers. Hickory 7, Rome 3. Bottom of the sixth in North Carolina. 1-0. Rudy takes the soft slider on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. And then finally, Bowling Green is in Greenville. 5-3 lead for the Hot Rods. Top of the sixth. Here comes a 1-1. Rudick taps one on the ground to second base. Bowman hops, fields, drops it, picks it up, and throws out Rudick in the nick of time. That was a strange play by the second baseman who actually left both of his feet, hopped up into the air, even though it was about chest high. It hit him in the glove, bounced off the turf. He recovered and threw at Rudick. So two down. Here's Rowdy Jordan, who walked his last time. It's 0-1. Pitch. Jordan swings through 88, down and in. Strike one. Abeda, 41 pitches in relief of Yoandreas Gomez. All business tonight. The 0-1. Missed down and away. One ball, one strike. So this series, of course, comprised of six games. It's not just all here and now. The 10-1 advantage for the Renegades. The entire week's going to be made up of some great starting pitching matchups. And, of course, a new script every night. A 1-1. Line up the middle. Jordan with a base hit center field. Crack right over the second base bag. Sweeney, the shortstop, was shifting. Rowdy playing him up the middle, but you can't actually play on the other side of second. I'm sure Sweeney would have stood there if he could, but that's where Jordan slided it. Able to slot it to the right of second base. So he's on. Here's Alex Ramirez, who has struck out twice tonight. Broken down 10-1. We're in the top half of the fifth. Abeda slide step, delivers, and Ramirez cuts through a slider for strike one. Tomorrow, Luis Moreno, then Carson Seymour. Dom Hamill throws Friday. Nick Swack on Saturday. And back to Junior on Sunday. 0-1 in the dirt. Nowhere to go for Jordan. He stays at first. And for the Hudson Valley side, Blas Castaño tomorrow, lefty T.J. Sikkema and his 38% strikeout rate. That's on Thursday. Josue Panacqual, Beckway, and then Matt Sauer. It's going to be awesome this week. The bait is 1-1. Way outside. Good take by Ramirez. Ball two. Rowdy slides off first base. The 2-1 in the dirt. Backhand pickup by Narvaez. Looking like a first baseman off the turf behind home plate. Big gap between Rumfield, who's holding on Rowdy Jordan, and Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, who is up the middle. Hitters count for Aram. Pitch, slider, strike. Ramirez went weak at the knees and bent back as that one swooped across his chest and over the middle of the plate. Three balls and two strikes. Abeda been terrific in relief. Runner goes, payoff pitch, cut on and fouled at home plate. Ramirez just nicked it in and out of Narvaez's glove. Abeda so far with three scoreless after Gomez picked up the first five outs. Lane twists in for the sign. Rowdy with his hands on his knees. Now takes a competitive lead as Abeda comes set. There he goes for second. Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. And Ramirez chases upstairs for strike three. And Ramirez tonight, three punch outs. And he strolls back to the first base dugout. Cyclones going through it tonight. They trail 10-1 halfway through the ballgame. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Next, Renegades up big on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hudson Valley back at the plate, sporting a 10-1 cushion against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Game one of this six-game set and the 19th game of the season series. So we play this series at the Dutch. This is the last time the Cyclones are here this year. Renegades do come to Maimonides Park mid-August, the 16th through the 21st. So 11 more after this. That's a lot of games to try to determine a potential playoff spot. Carlos Narvaez leads off. Justin Courtney fires away. Then a slider cut on and missed for strike one. Take a look at what's going on at Citi Field. That and the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Courtney's 0-1. Floats off the plate. Changeup missed. One ball, one strike. Mets on the back of a four-run bottom of the first inning. Have a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the fourth from Citi Field. 1-1. Narvaez tags one deep to left. Jordan back at the track. Jordan reaches up, makes the catch. And scampers into foul ground, puts his hands up against the wall to make the grab.
Think Narvaez. He's healthy?
Matty looking good. Narvaez got a good piece of it, just missed it. And Jordan making the grab. Now, the outfield wall, which not just the Cyclones, but the Renegades will tell you, is not a safe item on the field. It is basically plywood. So you don't want to go crashing into the wall here. Here's Pat DeMarco has two hits. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider for strike one. So Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo have homered for the Yankees. Starling Marte, Eduardo Escobar have homered for the Mets. 0-1. Popped up, foul territory in front of the Hudson Valley dugout. Schwartz gives it a look, but it's 4 or 5 rows back, fading to the right. Taiwan on the mound tonight for the Mets, 3 runs over 4. And the Mets able to knock out lefty starter Jordan Montgomery for 5 runs and just 2 1/3. So not quite what the opposite of this, the bizarro game of this. It is 10-1. But the starter out early at Citi Field. 0-2. Line drive to right. Consuegra in. Not going to get to it. It's a base hit for DeMarco, who has 3 hits tonight. And Renegades are back at it with 1 out in the bottom of the fifth.
1-9. Just the continued onslaught from this Hudson Valley offense. Been aggressive early in counts. Work deep doesn't matter. Just good swings all around.
It's a 10-1 Renegades lead. Back to the top of the order. Fourth time through. Here's lefty shortstop Trey Sweeney. Pitch. Courtney delivers strike one on the outside corner. Triple-A Syracuse playing Omaha. Kind of a random matchup, but that's kind of the new setup at Triple-A. Omaha, the affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Courtney leans back, fires home. And the changeup caught on and missed. Good pitch. Sweeney way out in front. Tim Adelman gave up three runs over four innings. Syracuse's offense been limited to just one run on three hits. Courtney sets. Here's his 0-2. And Sweeney strikes out. Another changeup. Courtney bounces back from the base hit to pick up his second out in the fifth. Binghamton has a 5-2 lead against New Hampshire. That's the affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Brett Beatty and Ronnie Mauricio have both collected their 20th doubles each. It's a pretty great feat for any hitter. Jordan Yamamoto made the start tonight. Two runs, two home runs in 3 2/3. Here's Anthony Sigler with one on. Pitch. Switch hitting lefty. Takes a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Former Cyclones David Griffin and Jose Chacin pitching in relief. DeMarco off first base. Courtney closes off and kind of stumbles off the mound. St. Lucie, final team will look at the scoreboard. Low A affiliate of the Mets up 6-2 against Palm Beach. Starter Jose Acuna, three scoreless tonight. Next toss to Sigler, and runs down and in. One ball, one strike. William Lugo with his seventh home run. And a stolen base tonight for one of our buddies, Tanner Murphy down there. The 1-1. Sigler pops it up down the left field line, fading towards foul ground. Long, quick run for Peroza, but it's foul into the seats. No chance for Jose to make that catch. That was down over by the little picnic area. There's a front railing where you kind of sit like a bar, and behind you is a glorious fountain. Like a spring. Go over there with a nice empty cup of water. I wouldn't actually drink that water, by the way. It's kind of a nice floral setup. Courtney's 1-2. Powered in the air to left field. Jordan back on it. Not deep. He gets to the track and makes the catch to end the inning. No runs. Another DeMarco hit. And one left. We head to our trivia inning in the sixth. It is 10-1. Hudson Valley over Brooklyn. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Under a dark night, upstate New York sky, we go to the top of the sixth inning. Bright lights in the stadium illuminating Dutchess Stadium tonight. And seem to be shining on one team. Hudson Valley has a 10-1 lead. Cyclones tonight, one run on four hits, come back to the dish against Blaine Abeda. It's Nick Gattis, Stanley Consuegra, JT Schwartz. Something to say for the Cyclones, who have been quieted tonight. Pitch to Gattis. Nick takes a slider at the knees for strike one. Zarconi Cavo's trivia inning. We give you the question in the top of the inning and the answer in the bottom of the frame and ask you to respond with the hashtag ConiConvos on Twitter. 0-1. Fastball clips the letters for strike two. That was 91 miles an hour. Gattis climbs back in. He has a walk and a strikeout tonight and has scored the lone Brooklyn run. But as soon as he climbs in, true to Nick Gattis, behind 0-2, calls for time. 1-1 of the guys who has been very vocal against that pitch clock for moments like this. Abeda's 0-2. Bouncing ball foul to the right. And down the line. I look down that line, and the Renegades have a lefty warming up behind Abeda, who's put in good work tonight. So far has collected 3 1/3. Trying to get through this sixth inning. Gattis hits low in that wide open stance. Here comes the 0-2. That pitch popped in the air to right. Richardson in a few steps, makes the catch for the flyout. So it's Yankees-Mets at Citi Field tonight. It's Yankees-Mets at High A at the Dutch tonight. But when the Yankees and the Mets first played each other, what year was that? The first ever game between the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. If you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. Here's Stanley Consuegra from the right side. Abeda uncorks, and Consuegra pops it up, and right over our heads and over a couple of screaming fans. And right back down in front. A very entertaining strike one on Consuegra. Here comes Abeda's 0-1. And Consuegra lifts the slider into left field. DeMarco over and makes the catch into a jog. Consuegra on a sinking liner. Sends it out. So two down. Here's lefty JT Schwartz.
Touch off the end of the bat for Stanley Consuegra, continuing to make solid contact. Just a good jump for Pat DeMarco in left field to make the catch for the second out.
Schwartz doubled his last time, was thrown out at third. Cyclones down 10-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Abeda fires home. And misses inside with 92 miles an hour. Ball one. 57 pitches now for Blaine Abeda. Raises the glove. Keeps his feet nice and close together. Very soft, quiet windup. The 1-0. Missed down and away. Ball two. So one more time for the trivia question. What was the first year that the Mets and the Yankees actually played each other? Of course, the Yankees have been around for a long time, but the Mets only around since the early 60s. The 2-0. Backdoor slider missed outside. Ball three. Schwartz with the slight open stance. Rests the bat on his shoulder. Here comes a 3-0. Takes all the way. And takes strike one. Gates tonight jumped on the board with six in the bottom of the first. Cyclones answer top two. The Renegades in the bottom of the third. Push it ahead even further with four more runs. 3-1. Schwartz rolls over foul to the right. Outside of first and down the line. Grant Richardson, two hits, including a home run. Anthony Sigler, a double, two runs scored. And Jason Dominguez, two-run triple. Cyclones' Jose Mena has driven in the only run for Brooklyn. Abeda's payoff pitch. Schwartz hits it high in the sky to right, not deep. Richardson glides over to the gap, comes to a stop, and makes the catch. And Abeda with a 1-2-3 inning. 5.5 gone by from the Dutch. It's 10-1 Yankees affiliate over the Mets affiliate. The answer to our Yankees-Mets trivia question coming up next in the bottom of the sixth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Oh,
Hudson Valley has a powering 10-1 lead tonight against the Brooklyn Cyclones. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, they put this display on again. Justin Courtney continues in relief, just trying to stack up as many zeros as possible. Cyclones got hit in the mouth. 10 runs in 3 innings. It's Jason Dominguez leading off. He tripled his last time. Switch hitter batting left. Maina sets up away. Courtney looks that way and fires. And Dominguez lines one the other way down the line. It is foul. Bouncing into the Brooklyn bullpen for strike one. So he asks you the Coney Combo's trivia question. The Mets and the Yankees. Yankees been around for a while. Mets been around since the 60s. What year did the two teams actually first play each other in a real live MLB game? Maina sets up in now, the 0-1. On the inside corner, Dominguez shoots his hands up and takes strike two. So answers have come rumbling in on Coney Combos, our hashtag on Twitter. The 0-2, chop foul at home plate. Dominguez just got a piece of that changeup. Nick, do you have a guess?
I don't have a good one.
And that's okay. This is supposed to be one of those. I gave you a year, so I want it to be unguessable almost.
I think it's going to be later.
0-2. Swing and a miss. And Dominguez put away as Courtney wraps him up with a high fastball. One down.
I feel like it's a little bit later than you would expect just because interleague play wasn't right there when the Mets were introduced. So I'm going to go 1985.
1997.
Wow.
We're getting closer to your birth year. 1997, the first time the Mets and the Yankees played each other. Here's Cooper Bowman with one out. Courtney misses down and away with ball one. John DeLuca with his guess. 1997. Guess it right on Twitter. Well done using the hashtag Coney Combos. The 1-0. Slider missed down and into Bowman. Ball two. The Birdman of Brooklyn repping the season ticket holders tonight. Thought it was the 1960s. Again, a good guess, but not right. Hitters count 2-0. Bowman takes a strike on the outside corner. And the Wolf howling in on Twitter. 1997. Got it right. The 2-1. Strike of the knees makes it 2-2. It's just one of those old baseball things. Of course, spring training and things like that, exhibition games, Mets versus Yankees. But real games like we have tonight at Citi Field that we've come to know and love didn't come around for a long time. 2-2. It's in the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So first ever regular season interleague game was actually the Rangers against the Giants. And I'm sure when that happened, there are a lot of older baseball fans rolling over. 3-2. Up high. Just missed with a fastball. And Courtney loses Bowman to a walk. A one-out free pass. Now, it's a little surprising, right? I mean, 1997. That's not that long ago to first play games against each other.
No, certainly not. And you would think that they would have played a little bit earlier than that. Maybe a World Series. But the Yankees weren't great up until that stretch in the late 90s. Mets making a couple runs.
Here's T.J. Rumfield. First pitch swinging. He grounds it to third. Peroza reaches over with the backhand. Throws on the run. In time. Got him. Light on his feet. Jose Peroza makes a nifty play. Bowman goes down to second base. But there's two outs.
Wow. What a play by Jose Peroza. The backhand along the line was playing off the line against a lefty. Showing off why he's transitioned to playing a little bit of short. Probably not his natural spot where you'd want him, but certainly has that range and that ability. Quick throw across his body and nailed.
They got Rumfield by a half a step. Here's Hardman. Fastball misses upstairs for ball one. So that first ever Yankees-Mets game, of course, it was the Mets that won 6-0. A little little shutout victory. Dave Mlicki was phenomenal in that game. Beat Andy Pettit. And that was when pitchers threw nine innings. Yes, kids, it happened, I promise. Quick meeting between Mena and Courtney, but Mena back behind home plate. 10-1 Renegades were in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Right down the middle, Hartman takes fastball. One ball, one strike. Lance Johnson was the leadoff hitter for the Mets. They had John Olerud, Carl Everett, Carlos Baerga. Going way back. Courtney's 1-1. Breaking ball, looped towards short. Newton fields on one hop. Collects himself, throws the cross in time. Inning over. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left. We are done with six. It's 10-1 Renegades heading into the seventh inning. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we return to the Dutch on a Tuesday night on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks. Plus, a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit brooklyncyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
We head to the seventh from Dodger Stadium. It's a 10-1 Hudson Valley lead over Brooklyn. Edgar Barclay comes on in relief of Blaine Abeda. Face the bottom third of the Cyclones order, Peroza, Mena, and Shervin Newton. Brooklyn trying to put together some good at-bats. Trailing by nine, first pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike outside corner, nothing and one. Jose Peroza reached on a walk in the fourth inning, is also struck out. 0-1. Peroza pops it foul right side and out of play. No balls and two strikes. Edgar Barclay comes down to make his 18th appearance of the season. A 2.15 ERA, 37 and two-thirds innings. Has struck out 45. 0-2. Tap foul by Peroza at home plate. Still no balls and two strikes. Has walked just 13 in 37 and two-thirds. So the strikeouts are there, and the control has been pretty good as well for the Yankees' top 30 prospects. 0-2, wave and a miss. Peroza well out in front of a changeup. Down on strikes for a second time tonight, and the leadoff man set down to start the Cyclones' seventh inning. So one away. With the bases empty, 10-1 Hudson Valley here on the top of the seventh. Here is Jose Mena. First pitch. Swinging a tip foul into the glove, nothing and one. Mena, base hit, drove in a run in the second. The lone marker for the Cyclones tonight and struck out in the fourth inning. 0-1. Mena rolls it foul, left side, wide at third. No balls and two strikes. So Barclay coming on in relief of Blaine Abeda, who was solid. 0-2, Mena lifts a fly ball straightaway center field. Dominguez racing back to the warning track, makes the running catch to the right of the 400 sign to dead center for the second out of the inning. Mena gave it a ride. Dominguez beat on it. And just to the wrong part of the ballpark for Jose Mena, dead center field for the second out of the inning. Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting right. He's first pitch swinging, line drive right center field. Dominguez, the hat flies off, out of his reach, and one hops the wall. Shervin Newton around first and will stroll into second with a two-out double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Shervin Newton with his first base hit tonight. And the Cyclones extend the top of the seventh inning. Still trailing by 9, 10-1 Hudson Valley.
And trying to attack Barkley early. At least that's what Mena and Newton have had in mind.
So Shervin Newton now on base in 22 of his last 24 games with that double. Back to the top of the order. Here's Matt Rudick. Open stance left side. First pitch. Change up in off the plate. 1-0. Matt Rudick 0-3. Fly out and a couple of ground outs. Still looking to extend his on-base streak at 9 games. Newton leads off a second. 2 down. Barkley holds the set. 1-0. Fastball called strike inside corner, 1-1. Blaine Abeda going 4 1/3, allowed 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Was solid in back of Yoendris Gomez, and now the ball handed to Barkley. Has a 9-run lead, 10-1 Hudson Valley, 1-1. Rudick swings and lifts a high pop into foul territory in back of home plate. Narvaez towards the screen has enough room to make the head-high catch and close out the inning. Just enough space for Narvaez in back of home plate. And the Cyclones trend runner in scoring position in the seventh. Seventh inning.
Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Are you ready, kids?
I can't hear you!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit brooklyncyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Psych. 10-1 Hudson Valley as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Luis Rivera with another Baikal Cadillac called the bullpen to get Brendan Hardy, who takes over in relief of Justin Courtney. Hardy with a 3.94 ERA in 13 games pitched back on Sunday to close out the series against Jersey Shore, and is just trying to eat some innings for this Cyclones bullpen that has had to do a lot of work tonight. Junior Santos lasting just 2 outs in the first inning, allowed 4 hits, 5 earned with a walk in that 6 run. Hudson Valley first. Renegades scoring 4 more in the third inning and have been cruising since then. Justin Courtney steadying things for the Cyclones just a little bit. 3 1/3, 2 hits. Did not allow a run, a walk with six strikeouts. Kind of surprising in a nine-run game to see him work as long as he did. One of the better options out of the bullpen for Luis Rivera. Unavailable certainly for tomorrow, probably next couple of days. But Brendan Hardy takes over against bottom third of the Renegades order. Grant Richardson leads it off and pops the first pitch foul. Left side down to play. It's nothing and one. Richardson, a couple of hits, that three-run homer in the first and a base hit and a run scored in the third. Hardy stares in. Now time called. Jesse Bush making sure the pitch wasn't thrown. Glove over the face for Hardy. Lifts the leg, 0-1. Rolled foul, right side wide at first. No balls and two strikes. Key for Brendan Hardy has been staying in the strike zone. Has been effective with the strikeout numbers. And the ERA been pretty good after a rough start to his high career. 0-2, breaking ball down and in. One ball and two strikes. But the walk rate, something that he's going to want to corral. Walked a couple back on Sunday. His walks in five straight appearances. Glove over the head. Lifts the leg. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Richardson over a breaking ball. Hardy out of the pen and has a strikeout. Leadoff man set down in the bottom of the seventh inning. One away in the inning. Here's Carlos Narvaez. Hudson Valley catcher with the elevated front foot, open stance right side. First delivery from Hardy. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-0. Narvaez 0-2, strikeout and a flyout. Worked a walk and came around to score in the first. Hardy stares in, nods yes to the sign. Right-hander's 1-0. Swinging a line drive in the third and a base hit in the fifth. 0-1. Bounce to the right side. Schwartz on the glove hand. Fields off the hop. Flip to Hardy covering it first. And the inning's over. 1-2-3 frame for Brendan Hardy. Posts another zero for the Cyclones bullpen. We're through seven from Dutchess Stadium. 10-1 Renegades over the Cyclones. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return in the eighth here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Cyclones stroll to the plate, top of the eighth inning, trailing Hudson Valley by a whopping 10-1 lead. It has been that lead since the end of the third inning. Cyclones have been down all night, and they're taking on left-hander Edgar Barkley. Barkley came on in the seventh inning, allowed a double to Shervin Newton. Well, one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects faces Rowdy Jordan, Alex Ramirez, and Nick Gattis. So here's Rowdy, who swings around a bat from the right side. Pitch. And the switch hitter takes the slider strike from Barkley. Nothing and one. Cyclones have seen Barkley for the last probably about year and a half. He's been here all year and was here at the end of last year. 0-1, hammered foul, but to the right. And it's 0-2. Now, he's a guy that's kind of jumped on the scene with the Yankees at a Cal State Bakersfield. Not a huge prospect, but has now become one. Kick in the 0-2, and Jordan swings over to change. Rowdy way out in front of 77. And Barkley has picked up another out. He raises the leg, fires home, and Gattis swings, hits a hard shot to third. Harvin Fields throws the second one. Bowman to first for the double play. Barkley induces an inning ending around the horn. 5-4-3, DP. No runs, no hits, one error. Nobody left. Middle of eight, still 10-1 Renegades against Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your Starfish Sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Brendan Hardy back out for the bottom of the eighth, looking to make it two beautiful relief innings. Cyclones is trying to find some diamonds in the rough tonight, and it has been rough. It is a 10-1 Hudson Valley lead in game one of a six-game series. And this is kind of an interesting one. A blowout's a blowout, but it's a little bit random for this series this year. A lot of the games have been close. One run, two runs, maybe three. This is certainly topsy-turvy tour. So Hardy, who had a 1-2-3 seventh inning, faces Trey Sweeney to lead off the eighth. Brendan rocks and deals home. Two-seamer fades outside, ball one. Sweeney, Sigler, Dominguez. These guys batting fifth time through the order. Brendan raises the glove, goes high over the head with a windup. High kick, 1-0. Popped up, foul, headed towards the blue seats and out of play, third base side. Bouncing around, one ball, one strike. It is Christmas in July theme tonight. I've enjoyed the Christmas music, if you call it enjoying Christmas music in July. The twist and the 1-1. That's low. Two balls and a strike. A lot of the staff tonight for the Renegades dressed up in a Santa hat. And they had the Christmas carolers going across the concourse between innings before. The 2-1. Popped up again towards the crowd and out of play. 2-2. And one thing that was perplexing about the carolers, but I think I put 2 and 2 together at this point, is that they were singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it was a cast of about 10 guys in gray pullovers walking down the concourse. They had to read the lyrics, but I think that was the whole gimmick. There's the 2-2. Backdoor slider missed outside. Ball three. And when the carolers show up to your door, usually they have the music book open. Because if you don't know the lyrics to Rudolph, I mean, come on. Shouldn't it be having Christmas in July at your ballpark? Hardy's payoff. Slider missed down and in. Sweeney brought his hands down but kept the barrel back, checked his swing, and it's a leadoff walk. Hardy tried to go slider in on the 3-2. And Sweeney was not biting. These Renegades do bite. They strike out a lot. A ton. But every once in a while, they really do get a good look at the strike zone. They have struck out 12 times tonight, but have walked for the sixth time. Here's Anthony Sigler. His walk rate actually leads. He pops it up, shallow left field. Jordan comes racing in, but it's Peroza out from third base who makes the catch down the line. Not an easy snag, but Peroza made it look like one. He's had a pretty good night defensively. That's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones down 10-1.
Yeah, another really good play for Jose Peroza, backtracking out of the outfield turf. Made another really nice play toward the line on the backhand throw across his body earlier in this ballgame, so been a solid night with the glove.
Here's Dominguez. Switch hitter batting left, pitch. Already bounces into the plate. Sweeney breaks for second, and he's there safely without a throw. That was a strange release from Brendan Hardy. It looked like he tried to go lower the slot even further. Kind of comes out of a three-quarter slot. That time tried to drop the elbow down even further. Not quite the full Josh Hetchka. But he missed badly down and away. New pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Newton charges, throws off one leg to first. Not in time. Dominguez beats it out. It is an infield single all the way. Not hit all that hard. And Newton had to come flying down from deep short just to get to it. Made a pretty good effort. But Dominguez there by a couple of steps.
And Sherman Newton showing off again. That really good arm. Mobility to charge and field. Quick throw, but no opportunity to get Jason Dominguez, who, among so many other things, gets down the line really well, showing off that speed tool.
Two on for Cooper Bowman, one out, bottom of the eighth. Bowman, a right-handed swinger, Hardy deals, and misses high with 90 miles an hour, ball one. So Jason Dominguez tonight, 2 for 5, 2 RBIs, a triple, and Alex Ramirez, 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. But it is just game one at this level between these two guys. Hardy's 1-0, way up high. And Bowman has to duck and probably saw his life flash before his eyes. That was 89 up at the beak. Bowman tonight, 2 walks and a run scored. He walked and crossed in that 6-run first inning. That really set the tone for the night. Cyclones are hoping it's not going to set the tone for the series. 2-0. There's a strike on the inner half. Fastball, cross the letters. Dominguez at first, Sweeney at third base. Mena sets up away. The 2-1 is a strike on the inside corner. Jose had to flinch to his left to snag that. It's a changeup. It's 2-2. Big lefty TJ Rumfield on deck. Hardy would love a strikeout. He has 1 so far over his first 6 hitters. As he comes set, drops the back foot off the backside of the rubber and gets a quick reset. Renegades lead 10-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Hardy's 2-2. Missed down and away. Young high school draft pick, 2018. Reaching his highest level ever at high A this year. Trying to get it right. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Brendan Hardy. And you may be saying it's 10-1. Well, yeah, it's 10-1, but Brendan Hardy is out there trying to get right every single time. That's a big strikeout with first and third. And then there's 2 outs for Rumfield.
And staying in the strike zone, the name of the game for Hardy. Issued that 1 walk in this inning, but outside of that, he's been pretty good with the control, showing off what he can do.
Trying to get the final out. Rumfield in, pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. Strike one. Rumfield, a ribby single, part of that big 6-run frame. Then a flyout, strikeout, and a ground out. Got a big chance with Ducks on the pond, first and third. Infield back, playing the lefty to pull. 0-1. Down and in. Backhand stop by the catcher. Jose Mena with a good defensive play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Cyclones have given them all up tonight. Singles, homers, doubles, wild pitches that have led to runs. Good job by Mena with the runner at third. Hardy's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slowed it down nicely with the changeup. That's 1-2. Hardy, you can tell by watching him, kind of those fast twitch muscles, rides a lot of emotion. And hoping to ride the wave to two scoreless. Big kick pitch. Punched in the air down the left field line. Foul. Jordan gives it a look. It's about 10 feet off the line towards the Brooklyn bullpen. 1-2. Cyclones get the bullpen up behind Hardy. Looks like lefty Nathan Lavender. Dominguez off first. Schwartz playing right behind him. Sweeney at third base. The 1-2. Swinging a chopper hit towards the second baseman. Gaddis charges, but it's a foul ball. So it actually hit off Rumfield's leg and rolled out pretty far. Usually you see that ball roll out to maybe the mound. That one was headed to Gaddis. And as he picked it up in the baseline, both umpires shot their hands up. Hardy plants his foot right in the center of the rubber. Closes off. 1-2. Drops low with a changeup. 2-2. Again, you're at the bottom of the eighth. Don't have to throw Nathan Lavender in the bullpen for the ninth. The Renegades are up by 9. You love Hardy to get through this. Be big for him. 2-2 coming. Fouled into the air, third base side. Under a night sky at the Dutch. A nice, cool, calm night after a very hot weekend. Tomorrow is a high of 80. This is upstate New York, Nick. This is your territory. A high of 87, low of 58. Like we're at the desert. 2-2. Inside off the glove of the catcher, and Sweeney thought about going but stops. Dominguez did break for second, and he is there on the wild pitch. So Sweeney saw that ball roll to Mena's right. And maybe a 10-1 decision right there for Trey Sweeney. I'm trying to push the envelope, scoring again. So 3-2 now on Rumfield, who has really worked the count beautifully. This is about to be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. And potentially the last one for Hardy is A.J. Sega, the pitching coach, is waving his hat in the dugout, looking down third. Rumfield sits low in that stance. High hands, payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Slowed it down with a changeup on the inside corner. And Brendan Hardy with a really great 2 innings of relief. No runs, a hit, a walk, 2 left. 2 strikeouts, and we are done with 8. Cyclones come to the plate in the top of the ninth, chasing 9. It's 10-1 Hudson Valley on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
It's Cyclists are chasing 9 into their final at bat of the night. We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's 10-1 Hudson Valley. Edgar Barkley looking to close it out. Cyclones looking to chip away, maybe build some momentum for tomorrow. Of course, it's a titanic lead for the Yankees affiliate. Stanley Consuegra leads off. Barkley has been on since the 7th, so this is a save situation, as wild as that sounds. Consuegra has a single tonight. Pitch. Barkley misses up and away with the waving breaking ball. 1-0. Two strikeouts, one hit for Barkley. 1-0. That dots the inside corner. 77-mile-an-hour changeup. One ball, one strike. Brendan Hardy, a really nice two innings tonight in relief. 1-1. Fouled back by Consuegra. One ball, two strikes. Junior Santos, Cam Opp gave up the 10 runs. And then just according to Brendan Hardy, 5 1/3. Scoreless. Back end of the ballgame. Take that. 1-2. Up and away. Lefty misses arm side on Consuegra. It's two balls, two strikes. Consuegra, Schwartz, Perosa. 2-2. Missed again. Same spot. Up and away. Barkley settles in, flutters the glove. Twists and turns to pay off. Consuegra pops it into the seats, first base side. So the same thing for Barkley, just one of those deals. If you pitch effectively, close out the game and throw at least 3 innings, you get a save. It's just one of those baseball statistics that make you scratch your head. Much different than maybe the save Dyson Acosta got for the Cyclones on Sunday. 3-2. Missed up high. Consuegra on for the second time tonight. Dyson Acosta on Sunday with Sammy Tavares kind of losing his 6-1 advantage. It became 6-4. Acosta came in and got the final 2 outs and got the save. So you called in for literally saving the game. You get the save, but Edgar Barkley is looking for the weird save, the 10-1 save. Here's JT Schwartz with 1 on, nobody out. Pitch. Missed under his hands for ball 1.
The save of the rest of the bullpen.
Yeah, that's really what it should be called. It's Gomez, Zabeta, and Barkley. 3 pitchers used tonight. 2 in relief. The 2 starters, really. So 1 reliever burned tonight for the Renegades. The 1-0. Front door breaking ball. Catches for strike 1. Gomez only lasted an inning and 2/3 on a pitch count. Pitch limit came out mid-inning, even though he was throwing the ball fine as far as results. 1-1. Schwartz hits a sharp ground ball. Base hit. Rumfield dove to his right, but it's down the corner. Consuegra around second, heads for third. He stops there. Schwartz into second with a double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. A second double of the night for JT.
And putting together some good swings on the baseball. JT Schwartz coming in to this series, trying to break a mini slump toward the tail end of the Jersey Shore 3-game set. And has looked right back on track. Good to see Brooklyn putting together some good ABs despite the 9-run deficit.
And as Perosa stands in, Spencer Medick takes a walk out from the first base dugout. And that midnight blue Yankees pullover to just calm down Edgar Barkley. It is one of those funny things about baseball. I mean, it's a 10-1 game, and Barkley needs a meeting. I remember watching just the All-Star game last week, and you know, guys getting hit around. Here comes the meeting on the mound, and it's like, these guys are the best in the game. They need a meeting? Yeah, pitchers need a meeting. They need a calm down session. It's kind of an interesting part of the game as well. And so Barkley, who is, you know, looking for that save, getting a chat with Spencer Medick. Gets a pat on the back. Medick back to the first base dugout. Narvaez and Jesse Bush, the home plate umpire, back behind home. Cyclones down 10-1 and have runners at second and third with nobody out. It's Perosa, then Mena and Newton to round out the order. Perosa a walk and 2 strikeouts this evening. Barkley, the lefty, with his back to the runner at third. Leans back, fires home. And Perosa lines one to left field. DeMarco over, full sprint, slides, and it bounces against his body. Consuegra scores from third. Schwartz gets to third. Perosa goes to second base. He is cut down for the out. It's 10-2 on the RBI single. And Perosa trying to stretch it for zero reason. So he's the first out of the inning. And Schwartz is at third base.
And likely not something that will alter the result by any means, but just outs that, you know, Luis Rivera doesn't want to make on the bases.
Here's Mina. First pitch swinging. He cuts through a changeup for strike one.
Got to be sure on plays like that.
It is that focus from the beginning to the end. Just making the right play. Rosa trying to stretch for two. You're down by eight. Here's the 0-1. Mina swings through another breaking ball. Strike two. So DeMarco made a valiant effort to race over to his left and had to go into a slide just to chest the ball down. Then recovered to throw Perosa out at second. 0-2. Down and in. And Arvaez with a big scoop stop for ball one. So Schwartz, the only base runner out there. Two doubles tonight. Perosa, even though he made out, on two out of four. And Mina, who gave Brooklyn its first lift with an RBI single, just one for three. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Barkley puts him away with a changeup. Mina way out in front. That was 75 miles an hour. Now Brooklyn down to its final out. And here's Shervin. At the two strikeouts, Newton doubled his last time. Switch hitter batting right. Barkley's pitch. Changeup. Nabs the outside corner at 77 for strike one. Nicolad, the full postgame show for you. Coming up at the finale of the game. Here's the 0-1. Newton swings for another change. And it's strike two. Cyclones have the numbers. How often he throws this pitch and that pitch. Barkley loves that off-speed. And so far, two beauties against Newton. Here's the 0-2. Struck him out with another changeup. And the game is over. Cyclones lose the opener to Hudson Valley in a tough, tumultuous way. 10-2 on a Tuesday night. In the ninth inning for the Cyclones, one run, two hits, and one left. We'll be back to wrap it up from the Dutch when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Not Brooklyn's night, not at all. And that's the way it started, was gut punch, giving up six runs in the first, and a 10-2 final. Brooklyn could not come all the way back as Hudson Valley takes the opener. Get it over to Nick DeLuca in just a second, but Keith Rad with you for the final totals. Hudson Valley, 10 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 7 left. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Also 7 left on base. Splenda Beta with great relief gets the victory for Hudson Valley. The save to Edgar Barkley. And Junior Santos, the guy that got hit in the mouth early, gave up those 6 early runs. He takes the loss. Time of the game, 2 hours and 42 minutes. So the crowd, a pretty good Tuesday night crowd for the Dutch, 3,211. So Hudson Valley to 15-9. Cyclones snap their five-game winning streak, go to 14-11 in the second half. So they drop now a game and a half behind Hudson Valley. Nick, just one of those games that you show up right away, you get excited, you get ready to roll, and then baseball sometimes baseballs you. And Hudson Valley hit it early and just took it all the way tonight.
Yeah, one of those games that makes you excited about the opportunity to have a game tomorrow, and that is what Brooklyn has to focus on. But a tough result in game one to open this series against Hudson Valley with the 10-2 final. Brooklyn an opportunity to retake first place in the South Atlantic League North Division with a win tonight, but after that rough start, not to be this evening as they fall to a game and a half back of Hudson Valley. Just wasn't the start that Brooklyn was looking for at all. 1-2-3 ending in the top of the first, and then the Hudson Valley bats getting after Junior Santos, who lasted just two outs, giving up four hits and five runs in that first frame. Trey Sweeney, a base hit. Ziegler, the double to drive in the first run. A walk by Bowman. Rumfield, a base hit. And Junior Santos, after giving up those two early runs, searching for his control, saw a lane out of it. Was not the start that he was looking for. Struggling, using a bunch of that breaking stuff. Not really able to rely on his sinker that is his bread and butter. But it was that three-run home run off the bat of Grant Richardson with two outs, with Santos approaching the 30 pitches, that really just blew the top off of this ball game. Opposite field shot, first home run of Richardson's high A career, and that really got Hudson Valley out to the comfortable lead of 5-0. Cam Opp came on after that home run, walked to Narvaez, base hit by Pat DeMarco, Trey Sweeney reaching on an error that just added insult to injury and made it a 6-run first inning for Hudson Valley. Cyclones did respond with a run in the top of the second inning. Walked to Nick Gattis, base hit by Stanley Consuegra, and a two-out RBI single by Jose Mena cut into the deficit. But Hudson Valley would add on with another crooked number in the bottom of the third. Scored four runs. Tyler Hardman a walk. Richardson another base hit. DeMarco a double to drive in a run, and again the Cyclones with an opportunity to get out of the inning with two outs, but a big blow this time from Jason Dominguez, making his high A home debut, two-run triple to the wall in right center field, and that punctuated the four-run inning to make it a 10-1 Hudson Valley lead. Credit to the Cyclones bullpen that was really able to steady things after Santos and to a lesser degree Opp struggled. Justin Courtney going 3 1/3 shutout, allowing just two hits, six runs with a walk issued, and Brendan Hardy getting back on track with a pair of scoreless innings as well to keep it a more respectable Hudson Valley 9-run advantage. Brooklyn would score a run in the top of the ninth to make it 10-2. Double by Schwartz. The single by Peroza to drive in a run was then thrown out at second base. So, all around, a tough night for the Cyclones, who didn't muster much offensively, and the pitching certainly not there from the start, but a better end to the ball game, and certainly the ability to turn the page with a better game played throughout as the night wrapped up. So, Brooklyn back at it tomorrow, game and a half back of Hudson Valley at 14-11 in the second half. Hudson Valley to 15-9, a game and a half advantage atop the South Atlantic League North Division. Around the rest of the South Atlantic League, Winston-Salem and Greensboro are in extra innings. Top of the 10th, Winston-Salem a 6-5 lead over the Grasshoppers at First National Bank Field. Aberdeen and Asheville in the bottom of the 7th inning, a 7-1 lead for the Ironbirds over the Tourists. Bowling Green and Greenville have just wrapped up the Hot Rods, a 7-5 win over the Drive. The Red Sox affiliate and Jersey Shore taking an 8-1 victory over Wilmington to open up their six-game set at Frawley Stadium. Rome and Hickory have gone final as well, with Hickory taking down the Rome Braves by a score of 7-3. In the Mets organization, St. Lucie beats Palm Beach by a score of 8-2 at Clover Park to open up their series with the Cardinals affiliate. Omaha taking down Syracuse by a score of 5-1. And Binghamton and New Hampshire, with the start to their series completed, the Rumble Ponies 8-2 winners over the Fisher Cats. And atop it all, the Subway Series opening up the two-game set tonight. The Mets at the end of 7 on top of the Yankees by a score of 5-3. Yankees getting off to a good start in that ball game. Judge and Rizzo with back-to-back homers to open it up. Starling Marte, a home run in the first. Pete Alonso with a double to center field to score. Francisco Lindor. Eduardo Escobar with a home run in that first inning as well. And the Yankees coming back with a run in the fourth inning on a DJ LeMahieu ground out. But the Mets still out to the lead, trying to take the opener of the two-game set with the Yankees in the Subway Series. So Brooklyn trying to turn the page into tomorrow when they will send Luis Moreno to the mound against Blas Castaño. Cyclones have hit a bit of a rut against the Hudson Valley Renegades, trying to keep pace atop the South Atlantic League North Division and get back on track after a rough opening to the series tonight. That should just about wrap it up for us. Once again, the final score, Hudson Valley takes game one in a blowout, 10-2 the final over Brooklyn. Join us again tomorrow when these two teams play game two right back here at Dutchess Stadium. Same time at 7:05 with Luis Moreno getting the ball against Blas Castaño. Cyclones pregame will be back on the air here on the Cyclones Radio Network at 6:45. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLucas saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.